Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Line through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for game one of this 6-game set between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros, and your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. And Gio, it's been 16 days since we were last here, and what a road trip for the Salem Red Sox. They go 7-5 throughout the 12 games. Nice 2 weeks for Salem.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Red Sox end up splitting that first week on the road in Columbia, and then last week really caught full head of steam on the road in Augusta, won 4 of 6, and the best series, really, that Salem has put together all season long, besides maybe taking 5 of 6 against the Delmarva Shorebirds early on in the 2024 campaign. But all around, the bats are starting to wake up, Carter, but I think the most impressive thing has been the pitching. At first, the first maybe month of the season through April, we're sitting here saying, hey, this is awesome. This is a great start. Can they sustain it? They have done just that. The Salem Red Sox currently sit at second in the Carolina League when it comes to team ERA. They're second in the Carolina League in opposing batting average. And how about this? The Sox, number one in the league in strikeouts total. And this team is just dialed in, period, on the hill. And if they can continue that momentum, could be a fun week here in Salem.
Well, the Sox come in at 19-20. Fayetteville, on the flip side, they also come in at 19-20. But these two teams, Gio, complete opposite trajectories. You look at the last 2 weeks, two very different situations for Fayetteville. They've been struggling as of late.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, we were saying before we went on this 2-week road trip, you and I are sitting here, wow, the Red Sox, they got to play 3 consecutive teams out of the South in a row after the 1 week against the South team to close things out here in Salem last time we were here. And then, you know, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers were at the top of everything in the South, and we're thinking, geez, tough road trip. You're going to play Columbia, who's currently second in the Carolina League South. You're going to play Augusta, a good talented team. It's always tough to be on the road for 2 weeks. That's even more than most major league road trips, so definitely an interesting array there. And then you have to return home against the top team in the South, and just hasn't transpired that way. For whatever reason, Fayetteville just isn't winning ball games the way that they were. Having a couple words with their fantastic broadcaster a couple of booths down, you know, asking him, what's the diagnosis? Why is this happening? And there really is no true rhyme or reason other than maybe Fayetteville arguably a fraudulent first place through the first month. And that's not to say that they're not a talented bunch. They do have 5 of Houston's top 30 prospects, but they played some of the weaker teams.
Yeah.
And that didn't show until later on when it really showed who's the cream of the crop at this point towards the end of May, who's the cream of the crop and who's more mid to lower tier. And, you know, everybody's going to beat up on Delmarva, not Fayetteville. For whatever reason, they split with them on the road in Delmarva. And after that, they just kind of are not the same team, Carter.
Well, you look at things overall. Salem is coming off of that series victory over Augusta. On the flip side of things, Fayetteville, they lost 5-6 to the Kannapolis Cannonballers on the road. That included a 22-1 loss on Wednesday. Fayetteville has lost 8 of its last 9, so a little bit of a skid. We mentioned Salem getting on a roll, and a big reason why is Miguel Blase, the 4th-best prospect in the Red Sox organization, has been tremendous as of late.
Yeah, Mr. Blase is on a tear, comes into today on a 6-game hitting streak. This is a guy that's just on fire. 9 hits in 6 games, everything you love to see, especially if you're a top five prospect in the organization. Miguel Blaze, a little bit slower start to the season. I think we can just be brutally honest with ourselves about that. Remember, coming off of injury, missed a lot of last year. It's about the development, folks. And then sometimes it just clicks, and it just flips on a dime. And many that are around minor league baseball that pay deep attention to minor league baseball, sometimes when it all settles in, it really settles in. And I think this could be a turning point for Miguel Blaze, and I think he's going to open some eyes these next couple of weeks. Would not be shocked. I don't know anything, but would not be shocked if after the All-Star break, he's up in Greenville.
No doubt about that. Well, somebody who's also gaining some traction up in Greenville, potentially going there, just speculation on our part, but he's been phenomenal recently, and the person I'm alluded to is Jojo Ingracia.
Yeah.
He's been phenomenal. Now in the starting rotation for Salem here, it's his second start of his professional career tonight. And man, oh man, is he a big reason why the Salem pitching staff has been phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see exactly what Liam's go-to situation with him is tonight and kind of game plan, right? Is he going to be a full-blown starter? Could we expect him to go 4 or 5 innings, or is he going to be, quote-unquote, an opener?
Yeah.
Right? Because this season, as of late, he's not going deeper than 3 innings, kind of at max. And he's got a tremendous sub-2, 1.74 ERA, 20 and two-thirds innings pitched. Get this strikeout-to-walk ratio, 39 Ks and 9 walks. I mean, just sensational stuff. He's dealing. And another guy that, like you said, could be well on his way to South Carolina to play in Greenville very, very soon. But I'm curious to see if he will be an opener. You see him go 1, 2, maybe 3 innings, or if he's got the mojo to kind of go the distance and see if he can deal 4 or 5.
Game 1 of 6 between the Sox and the Woodpeckers coming up in just about 12 minutes. We'll step aside for the first time tonight. On the other side of this break, we'll talk starting lineups for both Salem and Fayetteville. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching the Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable second. Oliver Carrillo, he plays at first base and batting third. Kenny Gomez, the center fielder. Batting cleanup, Juan Santander, the designated hitter today. Very, very impressive. Acquired as an international free agent back in 2019. The Bizkierto Venezuelan native can really swing the twig. Looking forward to seeing what he has to offer for the Woodpeckers today. Batting fifth, Chase Jaworski. He's a top 30 prospect in the Houston Astros organization. He starts at shortstop, batting fifth. The left fielder bats sixth, Neomar Ochoa Jr. Batting seventh, Cesar Hernandez. He plays out in right field. Xavier Casarella plays at third base. He bats eighth. And Will Bush behind the dish. He's catching today. He bats ninth. Ramy Rodriguez on the hill for the Woodpeckers this evening. And Rodriguez, impressive cat on the mound today. He really got a pretty good pitching matchup today between the Red Sox and the Woodpeckers. You take a look at what he has done as of late. The Puerto Plata Dominican Republic native signed as an international free agent back in 2021 and ended up going 3 1/3 last time around. Had 3 strikeouts in the affair, gave up just 2 hits in the process, and then was pretty impressive capturing the win against a really good Fred Nats team 2 outings ago. Went 4 innings, just 3 hits, not a single run, 6 strikeouts to 1 walk. So probably his most impressive outing of the year.
No doubt about that. And then for the Salem Red Sox, penciled in by second-year manager Liam Carroll. We alluded to this, 19-20, they come in red hot. And speaking of red hot, it starts with Miguel Blaze at the top of the order, the designated hitter tonight for the Salem Red Sox. He's the fourth best prospect in Boston's organization, and he's currently on a 6-game hitting streak. Antonio Anderson is the third baseman. He bats second for Salem. The 18th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Nellie Taylor Jr. is in left. He gets the start in the 3-hole today for Salem. So 1, 2, 3. You got Blaze, Antonio Anderson, and Nellie Taylor Jr. In the cleanup spot, the center fielder, Justinson Garcia. He homered to tie the ball game up back on Sunday in the 9th inning in a victory, eventual victory, over the Augusta Green Jackets, and then came through with a 2-run single in the 10th. Marvin Alcantara is the shortstop. He bats fifth for Salem. And then Fryley Encarnacion starts at first and is in the sixth hole. So Garcia, Alcantara, and Encarnacion. 7-8-9 in the Red Sox order. Nathaniel Yuten is the right fielder. He bats seventh. Framie De Leon is the second baseman. He is in the eighth hole. And Daniel McElveny is behind the plate. He will bat ninth. So Yuten, De Leon, and McElveny. One more time, Blaise Anderson, Taylor, 1-2-3, Garcia, Alcantara, Encarnacion, 4-5-6, and Yuten, De Leon, and McElveny, 7-8-9. As we alluded to, JoJo and Gracia is on the bump for Salem. He's second on the team in strikeouts with 39, and this is just his second start of his professional career. He comes in at 2-0 with a 1.74 ERA. 11th appearance, second start, 20 2/3 innings pitch, 39 strikeouts, and just 9 walks. Also, quick note before we get started, not going to see him tonight, but Red Sox fans will be happy to hear that Nizan Zanetello is expected to be back here in Salem within the next couple of days. So the 8th best prospect in Boston system should be back in affiliated ball, and I think we're all excited to see that for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Carter, I believe I see him down there in the dugout, so yep. It's just a matter of time, you know, before he's fully thrown back into the mix. We've heard inklings could be tomorrow. Definitely should be at some point this week. I think he's going to be eased back. You'll probably see him in a DHing role to start. But again, we don't know for sure. But we have been told that in all likelihood this week you will see Nizan Zanetello, which is always a plus.
The Woodpeckers and the Red Sox coming up in just a minute from Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll step aside momentarily for the anthem and the festivities here in Salem. When we return, first pitch in game one of this six-game set between the Red Sox and the Woodpeckers. We'll be right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
All set and ready to go for first pitch here from Salem in game one of this six-game set between your Salem Red Sox and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And taking us through the first three frames in this contest, here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. How about this? A spectacular night for baseball here in Salem. Would you expect anything less after 2 weeks off? We're greeted to a fantastic sunny night, about 82 degree temperatures here upon first pitch. The sun is shining, just a few clouds in the sky, and it continues to set behind the Blue Ridge Mountains back in right field. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. Thanks so much for joining us here on MILB TV and MILB.com. What a great night for baseball. And the Red Sox are playing some great baseball as of late. A team that comes in. They're 7-5 on the two-week road trip down south. Split a series with the second-best team in the Carolina League South. That is the Columbia Fireflies. And then won 4 out of 6 against the Augusta Green Jackets. The best part about it tonight, Carter, Jojo Ingracia gets the start on the hill. A sub-2 ERA. Unbelievable so far this year.
Absolutely phenomenal. You look at things overall, 1.74 ERA. Appearance number 11. Just his second start of his professional career and second on the team in strikeouts with 39. He is absolutely deadly.
Ready to go here in Salem. As Wayner Luciano digs in and swings and misses at the first pitch. 91-mile-an-hour fastball outside of the zone, down and away. Off the left arm of Jojo Ingracia, and we are underway at 7:04 p.m. here on a beautiful night in Salem. The 0-1 breaking ball in there for a strike at 81 on the gun, and quickly Luciano is down 0-2.
We are so fortunate with the situation we have here in Salem with the weather and the backdrop.
0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 86-mile-an-hour slider on the outer half. And Ingracia dealing early, starting with a strikeout.
Well, of course, you start with the K. But, yeah, no, just to finish that point, 78 degrees here in Salem. The wind is whipping just a tad at about 12 miles an hour, but we see much worse here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So just kind of your average evening here in Southwest Virginia. Great night for baseball here on a Tuesday night.
There's Oliver Carrillo, 217 hitter, who looks at a fastball high and away. And the first ball of the night is tallied at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball out of the zone, 1-0. And Gracia kicks and fires the 1-0 pitch. Missed it down and away, 92-mile-an-hour heater, a hair out of the zone, and it's 2 balls, no strikes for Oliver Carrillo. On base percentage of .349 this year. Doesn't hit a lot, but does walk. The 2-0 misses outside with a breaking ball that time at 82. And it's 3 balls and no strikes for Carrillo. Jojo Ingracia, 14th round pick out of Cal State Fullerton, has been even better than you could ask for. The 3-0 called a strike, inner half, painted it with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 3-1 with the get-me-over strike. Tell you what, Carrillo thought he had ball 4.
Yes, he did.
As Ingracia looks in, winds from the belt, offers the 3-1. Looping curveball outside, and it is a 5-pitch walk for Oliver Carrillo. One gone, runner aboard first for the Woodpeckers. A team that not too good as of late. They started the season terrifically. They were in first place of the Carolina League South through 1 month of play, and then all of a sudden they've lost 8 of their last 9. Just so unexpected to see their drop-off. But that's baseball, Susan, as the first pitch to Gomez is dribbled right back up the middle, scooped up by Ingracia, the lefty, tosses to first in time for out number 2. Runner moves to second, 2 away here in the top of the first.
Little excuse me swing for Gomez, and it turns into an out for the Salem Red Sox. Ingracia, nice job getting off the mound, especially from a lefty too. And there's a runner in scoring position, but now all of a sudden 2 outs for Juan Santander, the designated hitter.
Oliver Carrillo off of second for the Woodpeckers. 2 away, top of the first inning on a gorgeous night in Salem. Juan Santander is in. First pitch is a sizzling fastball at 93 at the knees. 0-1. Santander, a 260 hitter. He's tanked 4 homers this season, which is impressive for a team that is tied for second in the Carolina League in the home run. There's the 0-1. Fastball skips in the dirt, and the count evens up at 1-1. Yeah, but it's them in Myrtle Beach. When the Pelicans came here, they were the top long ball team in the league. They've since been tied up with Fayetteville and dropped below the number 1 mark. Fredericksburg owns that. Sox will see them in just a couple of weeks. The 1-1. Fastball in there for a strike. 94 on the inner half as Jojo, the lefty, continues to climb in velocity early on. And it's 1-2.
Yeah, now what do you go with, right? I mean, 2 strikes against Jojo Ingracia. You got to be prepared for anything, for sure.
He offers a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with that breaking ball down and away. 2 strikeouts in the frame. And we go to the home half of the first. Jojo Ingracia with a sub-2 ERA is dealing early on here in Salem. Back in a jiff, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV and MILB.com.
up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first on a gorgeous night here in Salem. Welcome back. High above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Haven't been here in 2 weeks, and it feels so good to be back here at home after the Red Sox had a great road trip. Salem went 7-5 overall over the course of the 12 games, splitting the first series and then winning the second series 4-2. And Miguel Blaze ready to lead us off. The designated hitter, fourth best prospect in the Red Sox organization, digs in the right-handed batter's box. He is ready to face off against the right-handed pitcher on the hill, Raimi Rodriguez, acquired in 2021. International free agent out of Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic, and the first pitch is on the way. Blaze turns away from a fastball high and in, 91 on the gun, and the count is 1-0. Raimi Rodriguez for the Woodpeckers winds and fires the 1-0 pitch. Here's a swing and a blast high into the air, shallow left field, foul territory. Underneath it is Ochoa, and he just watches it over the fence into what was a Red Sox bullpen at one point long ago, and it's 1-1.
Talked about the 2 weeks off. It's been 16 days since we've been here in Salem. First off, Miguel Blaze has been red hot since. 6-game hitting streak, as we alluded to. But you got some baseball in the last few days up in Charlottesville, Virginia Tech, Virginia. I've been watching a lot of baseball and softball recently.
Well, how about that softball game we had last night? Here's the 1-1 to Miguel Blaze. Breaking ball rips through the zone at 86 on the gun, and the count now 1-2. Miguel Blaze had a heck of a couple of weeks. 6-game hitting streak for the fourth best prospect in the organization. 9 hits in those last 6 games, and the 1-2 offering. He turns away from a breaking ball and is rung up looking on strike 3. 1 down.
Yeah, good pitch there on the inside corner from Rodriguez and brings Blaze up. Did catch the inner half of the zone, so that was strike 3. Tyler Green, our home plate umpire tonight.
Yep.
While Robert Bonnet is down at first.
Brings up Antonio Anderson. Had a huge, and I mean huge, hit in extra innings on Sunday. Here's the first pitch. Misses down and in, and the count now 1-0. And it's been so good to see him just progressively get a little bit better each week, especially to come on in a clutch moment and may have a big hit, run scoring double to put the Red Sox ahead in extra innings as a pitch misses down and away. 2 balls and no strikes. It was a slow start for the 18-year-old out of Atlanta, but he's really easing his way into things, Carter.
Yeah, that RBI single to take a 2-1 lead on Sunday was huge. You know, take a 2-1 lead in extras against the Augusta Green Jackets. You end up winning that game, of course, as well.
2-0. Here's a swing and a line drive into right field. Down for a 1-out base hit. Anderson pumps the brakes at first, and the Red Sox are in business.
Like to see it from Antonio Anderson. Just a sharp liner through the right side. First base hit of the contest for either side. And now Nelly Taylor Jr. will take a shot at things in the 3-hole tonight for Salem.
Nelly Taylor Jr. steps in to the left-handed batter's box for the Red Sox. Facing off against a right-handed arm. Off of first is Antonio Anderson. Hot start for the Sox. First hit of the ball game for either team. This is one part where you'd like to see Salem kind of improve just a little bit. Here's the first offering. He swings and misses ahead of a breaking ball, and the count now 0-1. Salem just kind of mucking around between 7, 8, 9 as far as statistical hitting categories this season in 2024. And it's been a big part as to why they're not winning every night. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball over the plate, and Taylor Jr. is down 0-for-2. Salem also strikes out second most in the Carolina League, a number that you'd like to see come down just a little bit. That being said, the pitching numbers are unbelievable. Hitting .238 in the month of May. Played 5 of 6 in each series on the road, so played in 10 of the 12 ball games away from home, part of the two-week road trip. Went 10-for-45 at the bottom of the Carolina League North, and their season just hasn't quite been the same ever since. Bases juiced, 2 gone, bottom of the first for Encarnacion. First pitch. He takes a fastball down and away, 1-0. 279 hitter for the Red Sox, 3 RBI this season. Has an opportunity to double it here with something special.
Ball in the gap here, potentially. Could
261 hitter, 4 homers on the year. The 0-1 misses inside with an 81-mile-an-hour off speed. It's 1-1. And going back to Rodriguez a little bit here, Carter, as we had mentioned in our pregame show, really impressive outing 2 games ago on the road at Fredericksburg. Picked up the 1-0 win, first and foremost. Here's the 1-1. Misses down and away with a 94-mile-an-hour heater, 2-1. Went 4 complete innings, gave up just 3 hits, not a single run. 1 walk to 6 strikeouts, threw 68 pitches, 42 of them in the zone for strikes. Best outing of the year for Rodriguez. Trying to keep that momentum. The 2-1. Swing at a chopper, right side, foul. 2-2.
Good pitch there to even up the count. One you had to have, right?
Yeah.
2-1. Can't put the pressure on yourself and secure another 3-ball count. But on to Denny Uden. Hey, 2 balls, 2 strikes, still an opportunity. He can extend the inning, gets to the 8-hole. And Uden certainly had his moments throughout the year, no doubt about that.
Second and third, 2 gone, the 2-2. Swing and a roper, right side, hit on the ground, scooped up by Luciano. Short throw to first in time for out number 3. The Red Sox tally 2 in the bottom of the first. They do it off of 2 hits, no errors, and 2 left on base. We go to the top of the second. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV and MILB.com.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Gorgeous night for baseball here in Salem. 2-0 lead for the Red Sox through 1 complete inning of play. And you know it's a great night when JoJo Ingracia is towing the rubber. 14th round pick out of Cal State Fullerton has been exceeding every expectation possible. The El Cajon, California native, is pretty darn solid through 1 inning of play. Gave up just 1 base runner via the walk. He stranded him at second. Here's Chase Jaworski. Turns away from a fastball high and in at 90 on the gun, and it's 1-0. Jaworski, a top 30 prospect in the Houston Astros organization. As the lefty deals to the lefty, the 1-0 misses down and out with a breaking ball at 84, 2-0.
Yeah, and JoJo Ingracia, too. Of course, no surprise. 2 of the first 3 outs he recorded were strikeouts. He's somebody, too, who set so many big outings this year.
2-0, fisted back, foul. Just at the top of the netting, trickles down 2-1.
I mean, you look at the last time he took the bump for Salem. This was his last start against the Augusta Green Jackets. He came into that one. He had 35 strikeouts at the time. He had induced 116 whiffs at that point in the season.
2-1, lifted back foul once again. This time it clears the netting, 2-2.
I mean, that's pretty high-level stuff right there.
He's been unbelievable. A sub-2 ERA at this point in the year, the 2-2.
Woo.
Just misses inside with a breaking ball, and you're talking half in, half out.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Yeah.
Great pitch.
Great pitch, right there.
If you're Jaworski, that's a tough one to take for sure.
I mean, he thought he was going to wear it.
Yeah.
So much spin rate on that baseball as Ingrassia brings home the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a half-hearted swing. 95 on a fastball. Froze him right at the knees for out number one, his third K of the day.
That is what makes JoJo Ingrassia so good. You go with the breaking ball, and then you blow him away with the fastball, and clearly Jaworski was expecting another sweeper on the inner half.
Yeah.
Because that was the definition of an emergency swing right there.
Yeah, he said, oh, no. First pitch is called a strike. 94-mile-an-hour fastball outside corner to Neomar Ochoa Jr., the left fielder, batting sixth for the Woodpeckers. Cesar Hernandez is on deck. Here's the 0-1. Fastball inside corner again for a strike. Quickly ahead, 0-2.
Yeah, working ahead certainly helps him, too. I think that gives him quite a bit of confidence, as it does any pitcher, but you're seeing that throughout the ballgame so far.
0-2, line drive up the middle, and it gets past the sliding glove of Framy De Leon for a two-out single. One-out single, rather.
Yeah, that's obviously hit the ball hard. De Leon, that's a tough play. I think he'll probably tell you that's a ball he probably should haul in. But that's still a tough play, and you never know the spin off the bat, you know, the backspin on a baseball.
Well,
so
came in hot, 2-104.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, no doubt. Still a tough play, and that will definitely go down as a base hit for sure.
One gone, runner upon first. 2-0 lead for the Sox. Top of the second if you're just joining us in Salem. First pitch to Cesar Hernandez. A strike on the outer half, 93 on a fastball, 0-1. Ingrassia attacking early with a first pitch fastball once again. The lefty brings to the belt. Kicks and deals, 0-1. Swing and a miss. He got him to wave at a changeup at 89. Just took a hair off on the outer half, 0-2.
He just says guy's looking silly up there.
He
There's
does.
No doubt about that.
Have not seen an arm throw like this. As Ingrassia deals 0-2. Breaking ball misses and is blocked by McKelvey behind the dish, 1-2. Have not seen a Red Sox throw like this since I would say Yordani Monegro last year was just unbelievable. Had 9 strikeouts in his debut through, I believe, 5 innings. Was just incredible. Made guys look silly with his breaking ball. 2-pitch, you knew it was coming, and they waved and missed every time. The 1-2, swing at a chopper, just got a piece of it off the end of the bat, and he stays alive at 1-2.
Yeah, I mean, there's just an element to his game that screams confidence, and it's the pace that he works. It's him getting ahead. It's that pitch he uses to get so many strikeouts so far this season.
Runner goes from first, the 1-2, laced on the right side of the infield, gloved by De Leon, looks to second, throws to first instead for out number two. The runner is advanced to second, and hey, that was a double play if he didn't go early for a stolen base. So he's in there at second safely. Hernandez is retired, 2 gone, runner in scoring position for Xavier Cassarella, the 8-hole hitting third baseman.
Would have been tailor-made, and De Leon still thought about tossing it to second, had no play, and that narrowly missed hitting Ochoa down at first, too. Line drive through the right side, probably inches away from hitting him.
First pitch to Cassarella, and he fouls it to the backstop. 0-1. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. 192 hitter below the Mendoza line. Trying to get things to pick up a little bit for the Woodpeckers. Runner off of second. It's Neomar Ochoa Jr. who has the lone hit for the Woodpeckers today. The 0-1. Skips up in the dirt, blocked by McKelvey. Nearly hit the front big toe of Xavier Cassarella, and it's 1-1.
Xavier Cassarella, somebody third today for Fayetteville. Got some interesting stories with him.
Lefty on righty, 2 gone, runner off a second. 1-1 offering. He swings and laces it up the middle. De Leon ain't dropping that one. Hauls it in on a line drive. Smoked 106 off the bat for out number three. We go to the home half of the second. The Red Sox lead it 2-0. Runner stranded on second for the Woodpeckers. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV and MILB.com.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of two on a gorgeous night for baseball here in Salem. 2-0 lead for the Red Sox as they return home pretty red hot. Went 7-5 on the two-week road trip down south against both Columbia and Augusta combined. And they look to get the offensive momentum moving here just a little bit in Salem. A team that's 4-11 at home, looking to start this season on a good note against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who once sat at the top of the Carolina League South, have since fallen to third place with a 19-20 record, mirroring the Salem Red Sox overall this season. And the Sox ready to go 8-9-1. Framie DeLeon lifts a ball high into the air, shallow center field, underneath it Gomez, and he makes the catch for out number one on the first pitch.
Yeah, a good start of the frame for the right-hander Rodriguez after he yields two in the home half of the first. Obviously trying to induce a shutdown frame here and off to a good start. Daniel McElveny now will try and change that before they head to the top of the order.
Daniel McElveny stands in for the Red Sox, the righty behind the dish this evening. Righty on righty matchup. First pitch. Fastball in there for a strike, 93 at the top of the zone, nothing and one. McElveny, a 206 hitter for the Red Sox, and in the absence of Johan Fran Garcia, seeing a lot of extra baseball as of late. The 0-1, check swing, pitch misses down and away, an appeal, and he did not go, 1-1. And it's kind of one of those situations, Carter, one door closes,
sure,
another one opens, next man up mentality. For McElveny, the 1-1 offering. This misses high and in. Fastball at 94, just out of the zone. 2-1.
No, I mean, you hate to use the cliche, but absolutely. He's somebody who, former sixth-round pick, this is a prime opportunity now for him to do some damage at the single-A level here in Salem.
2-1. Misses inside with a fastball. Three balls and a strike.
And, obviously not going to see Johan Fran anytime soon, so you get McElveny in there. You look at other guys, too, like Juan Montero just came back. Diego Valoria just came back. And then Juan Montero has been here, too, doing a nice job here for Salem.
3-1. Misses inside. Ball four. Five-pitch walk on a fastball out of the zone. And the Red Sox have a one-out base runner in Daniel McElveny. That's what you love to see out of the bottom of the order right there.
Second walk of the day. Third free pass with a hit-high pitch. Turns the lineup back to the top. And a guy in Miguel Blaze who's swinging the hottest stick on this team.
Miguel Blaze, 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. Batting .242. That batting average has come up significantly in the last 2 weeks. First offering, check swing, and he went around on a breaking ball. In the zone anyways, nothing and one. Blaze decked out, as he always is, in all yellow accessories. Very City Connect-esque for Mr. Blaze. The 0-1. Misses down and in, 1-1. It kind of reminds me of growing up watching college hoops. I was a big Syracuse guy, being from Central New York myself. It always just felt like almost as if they wanted to stand out. The best players on each team always wore different color shoes. The 1-1 misses down and away, 2-1. 95 on a fastball. biggest velocity we've seen out of Ramy Rodriguez so far today. And it just felt like the star guy on every team in the ACC, no matter who it was wearing like pink or neon yellow or light blue shoes that did not match the uniforms. 2-1, fouled back, 2-2. And it just feels like he's the biggest name, number four in the organization, the face of the franchise, so to speak, here in Salem. And, of course, he goes with the off-color accessories. He stands out.
It's funny you were talking about this. I just was listening to Chris Rose's podcast this morning, actually, and I'll let you get the pitch in.
Okay, two balls, two strikes, runner off of first, and the pitch misses down and away. 3-2 for Miguel Blake.
He was interviewing Austin Hedges, who won a World Series with the Rangers last year,
yep.
Now plays for the Cleveland Guardians as a backup catcher, if you will. And they're talking about the City Connect uniforms. And Austin Hedges pleaded that there needs to be multiple City Connect uniforms, an away uniform and a home City Connect uniform.
Payoff, runner goes. Breaking ball misses high and in. Throw down to second. Doesn't matter. It's a walk for Miguel Blaze. Runners on first and second with one gone for the Sox at a 2-0 lead. How about this? A little bit of offense in the second inning as well, Carter.
Yeah, back-to-back walks gives you some life, and it brings up Antonio Anderson. But yeah, listening more so to that podcast, it's Austin Hedges was talking about the City Connect uniforms because it gets the fans engaged. And he said it's the same reason why players now can wear their own cleats of choice.
First pitch misses down and away to Antonio Anderson, and it gets away. Free bases for the Red Sox. And pumping the brakes at third is Daniel McKelvey. Two runners in scoring position with just one gone for the 18-year-old out of Atlanta who's really come around as of late.
Yes, he has. Had the RBI single on Sunday in the victory of the Augusta Green Jackets in extra innings. But, yeah, he's talking about on that podcast, he's saying we need to get the fans more engaged with what we're wearing. You've seen that with the cleats. He actually pleaded that players should get to use their own bats that are custom every single game. He's like, you know, he's alluding to Star Wars Day and Gunnar Henderson for the Baltimore Orioles.
First pitch to Anderson. He swings, chops it foul right side, 1-1.
Gunnar Henderson for the Baltimore Orioles, who leads Major League Baseball in homers right now, he custom made this Obi-Wan Kenobi bat. But
Whoa.
He couldn't use it because you can't Major League Baseball. So he's saying, you're telling us we can't use those things? Like, fans would flock to merchandise stores to buy some of those.
1-1. Misses down and in with a breaking ball. 2-1. Now I'm confused because do you remember the Philadelphia Phillies, the pencil bat?
Yes. I don't know if he used that in the game, though.
I thought Bryce Harper played with it in a game.
Maybe. I forget. Maybe was it Players Weekend? Because I think Players Weekend you
true.
Can do that.
That is true. I believe it was. The 2-1. So we get a chopper right side foul. 2-2.
But his point was talking about by doing this stuff, it gets the fans more engaged, right? It helps you connect to a
yes.
player more.
Especially in a time where, let's be honest, baseball is not dying is not the right word, but it's not at the same stage and pedigree that it once was when you compare it to the National Football League and the NBA. Runners on second and third. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a breaking ball in the dirt. Says it was tipped off and caught by Bush. Regardless, it's strikeout. It's number three on the day for Ramy Rodriguez. Runners on second and third with two gone now for Nelly Taylor Jr.
Well, the Phillies, they debuted their new City Connect uniforms. I believe the Dodgers debuted a second set of City Connect uniforms a couple weeks ago, both for home games. Austin Hedges' point was to go home and away.
Taylor Jr. stands in the left-handed batter's box. First pitch on the way. Misses high and in, nearly hit him, 1-0. Well, what would you like to see the Sox wear if they were to switch up? You got to keep the home yellow, especially with the meaning,
you're
with the Boston
about,
Marathon.
You're talking about the Boston Red Sox, a second set of City Connect?
Yeah, if they were going to do another one.
I would go like a Green Monster greenish uniform.
That would be dope. The 1-0 skips in the dirt, 2-0. You know what? The other thing I was thinking is if you wanted to – now, I feel like you don't have to because you already have the marathon unis. But if you wanted to inverse the marathon unis and do a baby blue with yellow
could
accents.
Do that. Yeah, exactly, and flip them, yeah.
But I feel like switch it up at that point. I love the idea of a monster. We wear monster polos.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. Yeah, you could wear that shade of green per se.
Yeah.
You could have, like, Boston in the monster font. You know how, like, they put up the standings
that's
and everything?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the box around it, too.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be so sick. The 2-0 Swinging a chopper right side. Gloved on a hop by Luciano. Short throw to first, and it's in time for out number three. Well, the Red Sox strand two, both of them in scoring position. They still lead it 2-0 as we head to the top of the third here in Salem. More conversation about City Connect prospects when we return. 2-0 Sox, top of three after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Spectacular night for baseball out of the ballpark. 2-0 the lead for the Red Sox as we head to the top of the third inning. And JoJo Ingarassi is still toeing the rubber. And Carter, I want to bring you to this conversation. We were wondering, how long does JoJo go today? Typically a middle innings towards late game, really, reliever for the Red Sox. Squaring off for just his second start. And we were wondering, is it more of an opening role rather than a true start? Does he go two? Does he go three? Or can he extend this thing into a fourth, maybe even a fifth? Here he is out there for his third inning of work as he offers the first pitch to Will Bush at the bottom of the order. It misses down and away, 1-0.
Well, it makes me wonder, are they just trying to stretch him out to the point where at some point he is a starter that goes 6-7 innings? I don't know that per se, but I think he's more than just your traditional opener per se.
1-0. Here's a swing and a fly ball, shallow left field. Charging in, it's Taylor, and it drops in front of him for a leadoff base hit. Just one of those kind of fisted, a shallow fly ball, only 70 off the bat, but hit it to the right spot of the park, especially with how much grass there is to cover in this outfield. Ends up in a knock for Will Bush, the second of the day for the Woodpeckers.
Yeah, kind of bad luck there from JoJo Ingarassi. You mentioned it, nubbed it kind of off the hands, and saw fly ball to left, no shot for Nelly Taylor Jr.
Brings up the top of the order as Luciano swings and misses on an 88-mile-an-hour breaking ball left right over the middle of the plate. Nothing and one. Two hits for each team. Salem leads it, though, 2-0 if you're just joining us in the top of the third inning. Red Sox have stranded runners in scoring position on second and third now twice tonight. They do hold that 2-0 lead. Scored two runs on two hits, left two in the first. Didn't have a hit, didn't score a run in the second. They left runners on second and third, though, after two walks, as the 0-1 called a strike on the inner half, nothing and two.
Yeah, I think so. And now you're seeing JoJo Ingarassi continuing to work ahead. Actually, the two balls that have been hit hard off of him tonight have been outs.
0-2, chopper, left side, gloved on a hop by Anderson. On to second, it's there. Relay is bobbled and dropped by De Leon. No throw to first, no harm, no foul, really.
Yeah.
Gets the leading runner out. Has a runner aboard at first with the fielder's choice, and there's one gone here in the third.
And I should correct myself. The two hard hit balls tonight off the bats of Woodpeckers, off of JoJo Ingarassi, one was that line drive that got through the middle past the glove of De Leon. The other was one that was caught. So JoJo's thrown the ball well. Obviously came in with a lot of momentum. Just two hits and a walk in there too. So
lefty on righty, first pitch, runner takes off from first. Called a strike. Throw down to second is in time. They got him. Daniel McKelvey on a frozen rope to De Leon, and there's two away.
And you saw JoJo Ingarassi point to McKelvey by the dish and saying, thank you very much. And just like that, the runner is erased, and all of a sudden, now you got two down in the frame.
Oliver Carrillo is in, lefty on righty. Nothing and one to count the pitch. He swings and misses down 0-2. 88-mile-an-hour slider down and away. Two gone. Nobody on. 2-0 lead for the Sox. Top of the third. And Gracia making quick work of the Woodpeckers with his defensive infield helping him out. He brings from the belt. What's he go with here? The 0-2 misses down and in with a fastball. 1-2.
And there's your waste pitch right there. Up 0-2 in the count. This should help out with Ingracia's pitch count, too, when you get him out trying to swipe second behind the dish. Daniel McElveny.
He can freeze him with a fastball here. He winds and fires. 1-2. Misses down and away. Went with that slider once more. It's 2-2.
And obviously, like, this has been a picture-perfect start for Salem because you get the two runs in the first. You kind of set the tone. And defensively, the Sox have been good. JoJo's dealing, again, perfect start for the Salem Red Sox.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with the off-speed. Down and away. JoJo blanks him again. Sits him down in an unconventional three and has his fourth strikeout of the night. Bottom of three after this. 2-0 lead for the Sox. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third here in Salem on a gorgeous night for baseball in the Roanoke Valley. 2-0 lead for the Red Sox. We head to the bottom of three. Ramy Rodriguez still manning the mound for the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who are trying to snap what is a three-game losing streak. They've lost 8 of their last 9 despite going into that losing streak as the top team in the Carolina League South. Red Sox on the other side trying to make it 2 in a row, a team that went 7-5 in its last 12 on the 12-game, 2-week road trip down south. Great man to start off with here as the Red Sox are ready to go. 4-5-6, Jostingson Garcia, followed by Marvin Alcantara and Fraley Encarnacion. Righty-on-righty matchup, Garcia is in, and the first offering's on the way. And it's called a strike. A sweeping slider at 82, called a strike on the outer half, nothing and one. Jostingson was up once tonight. Here's the 0-1. Misses down and in with a fastball, 1-1. He struck out swinging. That was back in the first inning. Part of a three-strikeout performance thus far for Ramy Rodriguez into his third inning of work. He winds and fires the 1-1. Check swing, pitch called a strike. 81-mile-an-hour breaking ball, 1-2. I'll tell you what, he's so deceptive with these breaking balls and really does not go to that fastball very much.
No, he doesn't, and he mixes it up nicely. And you're seeing now Jostingson Garcia take some time, use his time out behind the plate, or at the plate, I should say. Struck out back in the first on that same pitch. I believe he threw him three breaking balls, swung through all three of them. So trying to adjust here in a big AB.
There's the 1-2. Garcia hits it the other way hard, tattooed it foul, and it escapes over the visiting bullpen, stays alive at 1-2. Garcia played in just 3 games at Columbia and then 4 games against Augusta, still being slightly eased back from injury. Not your typical 5 games a week. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a dribbler, foul, back behind home plate. We'll do it again. Went 7-for-28 on the road trip. That's good for 250. Coming off back-to-back multi-hit games, though. That followed a 3-game hitless skid for Garcia. 1-2. Swing and a foul tip. Just nubbed it to stay alive once more. Big home run in extra innings on Sunday against Augusta. Had 2 homers overall on the road trip. 2 doubles. 4 runs batted in. Slugging 543 on the year. 1-2 to Garcia. He swings, chops it hard, left side, and it goes just foul to the left of third base. 1-2.
Yeah, and that was the right call. We saw Cassarella ready to try the leaping Derek Jeter-style throw.
Yeah.
Just behind the third base coach's box.
Would have been an impressive chuck from all the way over there.
But it was a foul ball, I think.
It was, for sure.
I actually think Cassarella seemed a little bit, I guess, depressed about that it was a foul ball. He started jumping up and down saying, ooh, I wanted to make that play.
Depressed, strong word.
Strong word.
One ball, two strikes, nobody on, nobody out. Here's the pitch to Garcia. He swings, laces it on the ground left side, scooped up by Jaworski, and the fire to first is there for out number one. Well, Garcia is retired via the 6-3 putout by one of the top 30 prospects in the Astros organization, if you're keeping it at home, and it brings up the five-hole hitting shortstop for the Red Sox, Marvin Alcantara.
And Alcantara's walk back in the first is what really started that rally, so to say. Yes, Anderson and Taylor had the two-base knocks, but then you have the walk and the hit-by-pitch, and all of a sudden now the Sox led it 2-0.
First pitch on the way, skips up in the dirt and gets away from Bush behind the dish. It's 1-0. Marv trying to break beyond the Mendoza line, hitting just 190. 12 runs batted in, though, on the year. At this point, not a bad spot to be in, so the timely hitting has been there. 1-0 offering. He swings, drives the ball high, straightaway center field. Coming in is Gomez, and he makes a head-high catch for out number two. I mean, he had a good piece of that, just hit it right to a defender, Carter.
Yeah, he did. And you know, Gomez is right there. Freddy Encarnacion now gets an opportunity. I think at this point in the game, we've been a little bit of a stalemate, right? I mean, the Sox had the two hits in the first. They got the two runs. Since then, they've been held pretty off balance by Rodriguez, and that's a credit to the Fayetteville right-hander for what he's done so far in the contest.
First pitch on the way, and Encarnacion looks at a breaking ball downstairs, 1-0. The one thing I'd argue is that the Sox have stranded runners on second and third now twice.
Yes.
Hopefully, that doesn't come back to bite them. In a 4-11 home record, here's the 1-0. Swinging a line drive up the middle, smoked through for a base hit. Encarnacion with a two-out single to put the Red Sox in business here in the bottom of the third.
Hit that ball hard, right? Scolded that ball up the middle, 99 off the bat. And Encarnacion reaches for the second time today.
And this is just what I was saying to piggyback, Carter. Red Sox in this 4-11 stand at home really don't have the timely hitting, right? Strand a lot of runners on second and third. Don't hit very well with runners in scoring position. Can they change that and change that narrative as we reach towards the later stages of the month of May? First pitch misses down and into Nathaniel Uten, and it's 1-0.
I think so. Nathaniel Uten is somebody who 2 weeks ago, how about this, down in Columbia, second inside the park home run of the season.
Yes.
The Salem Red Sox.
1-0. He swings, lifts it, pops it up, left side, out of the infield, foul territory, and it escapes into the seats, 1-1.
How many times do you see two inside the park home runs at the time through the first, 30 games of the season, probably?
Yeah. True that. Hitting 289 in the month of May after 243 through April, so an uptick in the batting average on a three-game hitting streak himself. Runner goes from first, the 1-1, misses outside, throw down to second, gets away into shallow center field. Staying put at second base with a stolen bag is Fraley Encarnacion. Red Sox put a runner in scoring position here. They've stranded runners at second and third in both the first and the second, trying to avoid stranding a runner in scoring position once again here in the third. Two balls and a strike, two gone, 2-0 lead for the Sox in the home half. Ready on lefty, Uten is in. And Rodriguez from the belt with a long look to second brings home the 2-1. Check swing, pitch misses outside, 3-1. 94 on a fastball, and that is ever so close. You're talking half in, half out. A great take by Uten.
Yes, it was. No doubt about that. First base is open. The Sox can get a run here. You kind of feel like you stole one with a little bit of a two-out rally here in the third.
3-1 offering. Misses high and away. It's ball four, first and second for the Sox. A two-out base hit, followed up by a two-out walk. And it sets the table for Framie De Leon in the eight hole.
Well, you like it. You like it for sure. Ground out, a fly out. A single and a walk so far in the frame. And again, causing traffic on the base pass, right? You know, making the right-hander Rodriguez work and sweat it out a little bit. That's been a big thing for Salem so far in this contest. And all of a sudden, again, you still have that runner in scoring position. A three-run lead in this ball game would be absolutely massive this early on.
First pitch to De Leon, called a strike. Outer half, 93 on a fastball. Great pitch. It's nothing in one. Well, De Leon went 0-for-3 in his last outing, but before that, back-to-back multi-hit games, including three RBI in total. That was on Thursday and Friday on the road in Augusta. Big spot here for De Leon. First and second, two gone, 2-0 lead, bottom of three here in Salem. 0-1 pitch on the way. Misses high and away with an 86-mile-an-hour breaking ball, 1-1. He can just kind of pick that up, Carter. That is his third two or more hit game in the month of May. Two of them coming back-to-back, really caught fire at the tail end of the week in Augusta. 1-1. Called this strike. Breaking ball in there, 1-2.
Good pitch there by Rodriguez, too. You had to have that one. Work ahead in the count now at this point. Now you have the second baseman, De Leon, in a little bit of a hole here.
Rodriguez from the belt. First and second for the Sox. He deals. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider that came back into the zone at 87. And the Red Sox strand runners on first and second. Third consecutive inning, leaving somebody in scoring position. But they lead it 2-0. We head to the top of the fourth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Gorgeous night for baseball out here in Salem. 2-0 lead for the Red Sox. Top of the fourth, ready to take you through the middle innings. On the play-by-play, the best partner a man could ask for, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. Top of the fourth in Salem, 2-0. The Salem Red Sox on top of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. As it goes, 3-4-5 in the Woodpeckers order. Kenny Gomez, Juan Santander, and Chase Jaworski, the starting shortstop. Jojo Ingracia is back on the bump for his fourth inning of work. Lefty on lefty to start the frame, as here is Gomez, who digs in from the left side. Well, hey, let's tell you about the Fishwick fourth inning. It's the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accidents, medical malpractice, commercial, quitum, and federal criminal cases. As the first pitch is swung through and missed, it is nothing and one. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. Fishwick and Associates, lawyers for the people. 0-1, winds and fires. It's a strikeout or half on a fastball at the knees, 0-2.
You know, we hate to admit it, but folks, we had to remind you, we're sports media students. We had to look up what Keaton is.
Yes, Keaton.
And how to pronounce it.
0-2. Lefty deals. Swing a chopper right side. On a hop, Encarnacion, he races to the bag and steps on it himself for out number one. So Gomez is retired for the second time today, and here is Juan Santander, the designated hitter. Well, Jojo Ingracia, Gio, we were talking about him. Just kind of waiting to see what he does tonight from an inning standpoint. And you're stretching him into the fourth, which would be the first time in a starting role he's done that this season.
I'll tell you what, and he's doing a sensational job. Had a 1-2-3 inning in the third. Now, it wasn't your traditional.
First pitch is a swing and a tipper. First base side, nothing and one on Santander.
In fact, just about as untraditional as it gets. Base hit. Then via possible double play, but instead of fielder's choice, leading runner is cut down. Then that guy in Luciano was caught stealing, and then he struck out Carrillo.
0-1, kicks and deals. High and away it goes, 1-1.
So actually had two different base runners and had two outs on the base paths.
Well, for Santander, the designated hitter, a strikeout back in the first. Signed as an international free agent with Houston back in 2019. 1-1, pitch. Breaking ball, low and away, 2-1. Second season with the Woodpeckers, and actually an interesting 2023. He played in 42 games of professional baseball. Well, 11 were with Fayetteville, 27 in the FCL, 2-1. Swing and a pop-up into right, right there, Nathaniel Utsen to his left, and he makes the grab at high for out number two. Oh,
did he almost drop that?
Did
I don't think
it?
He did. No, home plate umpire reassured out.
Okay, there you go.
But I think there was the slightest
there
of
was
bobbles.
There was a little bit of confusion and hesitation. Nonetheless, 2-0-2 down, and here's Chase Jaworski, the shortstop. So the 30th best prospect in the Astros organization now digs in from the left side. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here. First pitch from Ingracia. Winds and fires. Breaking ball high and in, and it clipped him on the inner half. So, a hit-by-pitch to a base runner for Fayetteville. And now here's Ochoa Jr., the left fielder. See the replay on MILB TV. Here's the replay out and right. And oh, there you go right there. A little bobble off the top of his mitt, and he gloved it with his bare hand.
Yeah.
How about that?
Impressive, no doubt.
So here's Ochoa digging in from the right side. First pitch, he'll fire to first instead. And in standing up is Jaworski. So Ochoa, he had the single back in the second. It was the first base knock of the ball game for Fayetteville. Starting left fielder for the Woodpeckers. First pitch, curls and unfurls. He throws the first. They have him picked off. Throw to second will be high. The tag's put down. It's still in time, though. And Jaworski is gunned down trying to take second. He's a little bit perplexed with the call, as he'll have a conversation with Robert Bennett, our first base umpire. Here's the replay on MILB TV. And, yeah, that's a tough one. As
I'll tell you
Ricky
what.
Rivera is going to have a conversation with our field umpire. But nonetheless, that's how the top of the fourth is going to come to a close. So an interesting top of the fourth, if you will, as we move to the home half of the fourth in Salem. 2-0, the Red Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching the Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Let the dogs out!
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. It is a 2-0 Salem Red Sox lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in game one of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in. 9-1-2 in the Salem order in this bottom half of the fourth. Daniel McElveny will dig in from the right side to lead things off. First pitch as the righty winds and fires. High and away it goes on a fastball, 1-0. Also have a new pitcher on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as the 1-0. Misses high and outside again, two balls and no strikes. It is Julio Marte now on the bump for Fayetteville. 0-3 so far on the season, 2-0 the pitch. High and away again, three balls and no strikes. He's got an 11.88 ERA, so trying to settle things down here in Salem tonight. Starter Rodriguez's day is done after three frames. 3-0, kicks and deals. High and away again, and a four-pitch walk. Oh, it's funny, we mentioned the walk. Six on the season, now seven for Marte. 11 strikeouts, it's not a massive issue, so to say. But across 8 1/3, that can be improved, but not the start you want to see if you're Fable here in the fourth.
No doubt, no doubt. If you're the Red Sox, take advantage of this, right? You've left two aboard every inning, and you still have a 2-0 lead.
Here's Miguel Blaze, now designated hitter. First pitch from the stretch. It's taken for a strike and a half, nothing in one. Six-game hitting streak for Miguel Blaze, the fourth-best prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. He was 1-for-5 on Sunday. But in the past six games, nine base hits, 0-1. Breaking ball in there for a strikeout or half, it's 0-2. And Blaze calls time. You saw nine hits, also two homers for Miguel, and that's helped his average climb up to .242. And while it may not be where he wants it to be just yet, after a little bit of a shaky start to start the season, it's been quite a 2 weeks for Miguel Blaze. 0-2. Ready deals. Wave and a miss. Got him strike three. Blaze down on strikes, and one down now for Antonio Anderson, third baseman.
Yeah, he does. You'd like to see him have the strikeout numbers come down a little bit, but he's a power hitter, right? And you're going to sacrifice that. Especially if you can get that slug up a little bit, you're going to sacrifice that, no doubt, and be okay with the strikeouts a little bit more.
Antonio Anderson now, 1-for-2 on the day. First pitch, righty deals, and it misses low and inside, 1-0. So Antonio Anderson, he singled back in the first, a little puncher through the right side that he scolded off the bat, and then he struck out back in the second. Switch hitter out of Atlanta, Georgia. 1-0. Taking for a strikeout or half just below the letters. It's 1-1. For Antonio Anderson, this is somebody that I think a lot of people throughout the Red Sox organization would just marvel to see get going. And we've seen the pieces put in place recently. 1-1, swinging a chopper left side. Jaworski on a hop glove, steps on second for one, throw to first, is well in time for out number three. So a double play retires the side for Salem as we head to the fifth at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 2-0, the Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. It is a 2-0 Salem Red Sox lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And how about this, Mr. Heater? Jojo Ingracia's day is done. And coming out of the bullpen for Salem is Jedickson Paez, who has been phenomenal as a starter so far this season for Salem. He's somebody who also can induce the strikeout. He's now on the bump for the Salem Red Sox.
Yeah, this is a little bit interesting here because you're going from probably your best pitcher to one of your best pitchers with a 2.25 ERA, maybe just testing him out in a new role. Maybe this is something that came from way up above, up in Boston and or Fort Myers, and they said, hey, we want to see him in this role just to test things out. Sometimes you get that in minor league baseball, and I think that might be exactly what's going on regardless. You got a great arm out there, and almost feels like you're throwing everything at this series opener to get on a good start.
First pitch to Ochoa is taken low and outside on a breaking ball. It is 1-0. Ochoa was at bat back in the fourth after Jaworski was picked off at second. So he gets another crack at things to lead off the frame. 1-0, Wittens and fires. It misses low and inside, and it's 2-0. Yeah, Paez, this is actually the second time he's come out of the bullpen this season. At Augusta on May 15th, which was last Wednesday, which was an education day for the Augusta Green Jackets, threw four innings in relief for the Salem Red Sox. Two balls, no strikes. He kicks and deals. There's a strikeout or half, right at the knees, 2-1.
Yeah, he's been terrific, Carter. He's got a overall on the season, a sub-3 ERA at 2.25, but in the month of May, in 14 innings, a 1.29 ERA, come on.
2-1, kicks and deals. Swing and a ripper into left. That will get down for a base hit and roll all the way to the wall. Ochoa heads for second. He will pump the brakes there, and it's a leadoff double off the bat of the Woodpeckers left fielder here in the fifth.
Jeez, why'd you jinx it, man?
I know. It's a broadcaster's jinx.
Yeah. Always feel like a bad teammate when that happens.
I heard a saying the other day. This is from John Sterling, who just retired. If the broadcasters are the ones that are controlling what's going on the field based on what they say, we're getting grossly underpaid.
True.
Is what it that was his words. I want to say that.
And it shouldn't go against the ERA if we jinx it.
Cesar Hernandez now digs in from the left side. First pitch, swinging a ripper into left again. Taylor is there and makes the head-high grab for out number one.
That was the same thing. This time just hit a couple steps to the right, a little bit shallower to a defender.
So Hernandez retired for the second time today, and here is Xavier Cassarella, the starting third baseman. Well, Gio, what a story for Xavier Cassarella. You look at kind of his run to the minor leagues. Very, very interesting. First pitch from Paez. Long looking. And he winds and fires. Here's a strike in or half, nothing in one. So he's out of Grapevine, Texas, which I believe is just outside of Dallas. Okay, so he's drafted out of high school by the St. Louis Cardinals
right
in the 20th round. That was back in 2021. He did not sign, went to Wichita State. Oh, why? Wave and a miss, nothing in two.
The Shockers.
The Shockers indeed. He started 52 games as a true freshman for the Shockers and put up some solid numbers, just 225, but seven homers, 19 RBIs. He then transfers to the JUCO ranks. There's the 0-2. Kicks and deals. Low and outside on the breaking ball, 1-2. So he goes to the JUCO ranks, plays at Seminole State in Seminole, Oklahoma. Okay? And was planning, based on perfect games numbers, to go to Oklahoma State next year. Great program in the Big 12.
Right.
1-2. He swings, chops it up the middle. It's through for base hit past the diving De Leon. A run will come into score as Blaze's throw will be. Check that. It's in time. How about that? A perfect throw in center field by Justinson Garcia. And moving from first to second on the play, Cassarella. It'll go down as a single. Moving to second on the throw. And just like that, there's two down.
Carter, I've said it before, I'll say it again. One of the most underrated defensive center fielders in the entire league, and especially in the Red Sox organization. I think he should be rated higher. I think Justinson Garcia's upside is incredible. He impresses me offensively and defensively with what he does. We saw that so much last year, and he shows off that cannon for the first time in 2024.
First pitch to Bush, misses low and outside, and yeah, Justinson Garcia. That is as good as it gets out in center field. A perfect one-hopper into the mid of Daniel McElveny. The tag's put down, and just like that, two down. 1-0 to Bush. Rocks and fires. He swings, pops it up. Shallow left. Trailing in is Nelly Taylor. He's got room and makes the grab at high for out number three. So what a way to escape the jam for the Salem Red Sox as we move to the home half of the fifth. In Salem, it's 2-0. Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains.
Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. It's a 2-0 Salem Red Sox lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in game one of six of this six-game set. Carter Hill alongside Giovanni Heater here on behalf of the Salem Sox. And what a top of the fifth for Salem. Jedickson Paez comes out of the bullpen. There's a single off the middle off the bat of Xavier Cassarella. It gets through for a hit. And Yossinson Garcia, who's out in center field today, came up throwing all the way to the plate. Picture perfect throw. One hop into the mitt of McElveny, and they got him down just by a hair for out number two. So Salem will try and build off of that. And it'll go 3-4-5 in the Red Sox order. Nelly Taylor Jr., Yossinson Garcia, and Marvin Alcantara. 3-4-5. Taylor, the left fielder, will dig in from the left side. It's the second inning of work for the right-hander, Marte, for Fayetteville. His first pitch is a breaking ball in their first strikeout or half. It's nothing and one. Today for Nelly Taylor Jr., he rocketed a single through the right side. He also then bounced out to second. That was back in the second. Luciano down at second base. So one in the dirt it goes, one and one. Taylor Jr., somebody now at 244 on the season, no homers, 13 RBIs. I'll tell you what, though, in the three-hole, very capable bat for the Salem Red Sox, and it'll be curious to see what Liam Carroll does in this spot. 1-1, breaking ball misses high and away, 2-1, especially when Nizan Zanatello gets back seemingly in the next couple of days. Be interesting to see how Salem configures their starting nine with Boston's eighth-best prospect back in the lineup. 2-1. Swing and a pop-up foul right back towards us off the netting. It's 2-2.
That was one of those where it got over.
We
got the big net ready to roll. I don't really know how much it's going to do for us.
We've had one close one throughout the year.
There we go.
Oh, hello, everybody. Great to see you. Right below our crowd mic right here is where one hit a couple weeks ago. Two balls, two strikes to Nelly Taylor Jr. The pitch high and inside, 3-2. By the way, if you're listening, you obviously cannot see us, so it's a great way to promote a subscription to MILB TV.
Yes.
That would be phenomenal.
If you want to see Clark's beautiful face.
3-2 is taken low and inside for ball four. How about that? Enough walk for Taylor Jr. And here's Yossinson Garcia, who once again just made that phenomenal play out in straightaway center. It's a borderline pitch, and Trackman had it right on the edge of the play. Nonetheless, Tyler Green yields the walk, and here's Garcia. Marte through the stretch. He kicks and deals. Swing and a miss, nothing and one.
He was swinging for the fences on that one.
Well, Garcia, strikeout and a ground out. Mention it a couple times throughout the broadcast. Homered back on Sunday. That was a victory over the Augusta Green Jackets and a game-tying homer at that in the top of the ninth. 0-1. Swing and a fly ball. Straightaway center goes. Kenny Gomez to his left is there and gloves it head high for out number one.
Just got under that breaking ball a little bit, Carter. 97 off the bat, but hit 39 degrees into the air. Just a little too far under it.
Brings up Alcantara now. Starting shortstop for the Salem Red Sox. A walk and a fly out so far today for Marv. You mentioned his eight-game hitting streak that was snapped back on Saturday. That was a loss to the Augusta Green Jackets before the victory on Sunday. First pitch, throw the first, and sliding back in head first was Taylor, just getting back in safely. So we'll reset.
By the way, Carter, wonderful time to update our audience. Top of the organization, top of the seventh. at the Trop. Tied at two, the Red Sox and the Rays.
First pitch, he swings and tips it foul, nothing in one.
Always a little extra angst when you got a AL East matchup going on.
Yeah, no doubt about that. The Rays and the Sox in similar positions to start the year.
Yep.
The Red Sox have, despite injuries, still surprised so many that they're still kind of in position to be in position, if you will. Oh, one. Kicks and deals. Swinging a chopper, third base side. It trickles foul, and it moves the count to no balls and two strikes.
Two teams just met at Fenway Park about a week ago. A week and a half ago.
Then yeah.
They went on the road to St. Louis. Now they meet down at the Trop. Always interesting when you play the same opponent with, like, you know, three-game series in between.
No balls, two strikes. And the righty deals. Runner off from first. It misses low and outside. Throw to second will be not in time. And how about this? Tyler Green actually rung up Marvin Alcantara on that pitch on the outer half. Alcantara walks away shaking his head. Nonetheless, there's two down.
Second strikeout for Green. I'll tell you this, Carter, the Red Sox, as you know, they don't run very well.
No.
So for them to snag a stolen bag there really is something.
Fredly Encarnacion now. He's one for one. Single and hit by pitch that went for an RBI. First pitch, he waves and misses. Breaking ball low and outside, nothing and one.
Sox have been caught stealing more than any other team in the Carolina League, and they are eighth in the league out of 12 in stolen bases.
Yeah.
Not their strong suit, but you'll take it when you got the speed on the pad.
Oh, one, he curls and unfurls. There's a slider in for a strikeout or half. It's nothing and two. So off his second is Nellie Taylor Jr. He led off the frame with a walk. Fly out, strike out, and 0-2 now to Encarnacion. Right back to work. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. He got him strike three. So Encarnacion retired on strikes. And the Sox will strand a runner in scoring position here in the fifth. To the sixth we go in Salem. 2-0. Red Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the sixth we go at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. It is a 2-0 Salem Red Sox advantage over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as Jedickson Baez is on for his second inning of work out of the bullpen. And for Fayetteville, we get to the top of the order to start off the frame. Luciano Carrillo and Kenny Gomez, the starting center fielder. So Luciano, he'll dig in from the right side. A strikeout and a fielder's choice so far today. This is somebody that a lot of people in the Astros organization, well, they're pretty excited about. First pitch, righty-on-righty matchup. As Baez, after the long look-in, will wind and fire. Swinging a rifle, right side on a hop. Oh, my goodness, De Leon, a diving stop throw to first. Well in time for out number one.
How about that?
How about that, Framy De Leon, indeed. He's been busy down at second. A lot of hard-hit baseballs his way and gloved it perfectly in time for out number one. You're going to see the replay on MILB TV.
He's ready. 104 off the bat. Slides to his left-hand side. Gets up. Has that internal clock to realize, hey, I don't have to panic. Plenty of time here.
First pitch is a strike to Carrillo. Comes in at 215 on the season. Five homers and 20 RBIs. He's 0-for-1, a walk and a strikeout. Right back to work, 0-1, the pitch. Just misses low and inside on a fastball. Right below the knees, 1-1. Tell you what.
Tell me.
A talking point we use quite a bit. This is a gorgeous night for baseball in Salem. I would put up there with maybe the gorgeous night we've had yet. 1-1, low and outside it goes, 2-1. You have the cotton candy skies, right? I mean, there's only a couple clouds in the sky, but they're very pinkish, if you will. And the clouds that loom over Salem Memorial Ballpark.
Ah, what do they talk about when they don't have anything left to talk about?
2-1. Misses low and inside, 3-1. No, I mean, like, if we're at that point.
I'm with you.
Yeah. We're at that point. Six innings into the first game of a six-game set.
It's going to be a long week.
Gosh.
No, not at all.
No, we
hammered it at the beginning, too. Spectacular night at the ballpark.
3-1 pitch. He swings, nubs it foul. Excuse me, swing down the first baseline. It would have been ball four. And Carrillo just kind of nudging his bat out there, makes contact, and it moves the count to 3-2.
We really have been spoiled
this
week, plain and simple. Not this week, this season, I should say.
Yes.
With fantastic weather. What do we have? One scare, and we've yet to miss a game?
3-2, the pitch. Breaking ball that just misses low and outside for ball four.
I mean, we're to the point where we whine when it's cloudy.
Yeah, we haven't. Now, knock on wood, again, announcer's jinx. We have not had that be a major effect. We haven't even, again, boom, boom, boom. Haven't even seen a delay here in Salem so far this season. Kenny Gomez now, center fielder, will step in from the left side. 0-2 on the contest. First pitch, Paez deals. He swings, rifles it down the right field line. It's fair for base knock. Around second, Carrillo. He can run for days. He'll get the green light at third. Here's the relay from U10. It's cut off at second. The throw goes to the plate. It will be not in time. And it's an RBI triple off the bat of Gomez to make it 2-1 here in the sixth.
How about that? That's the kind of hit and play that can turn a game on its head here, especially, Carter. This is when you start to say, hey, look how many times the Red Sox have left people in scoring position. You left runners on second and third in the first and the second. Left a runner on second and a runner on first in the third, and then you stranded Nelly Taylor after the stolen base at second in scoring position in the fifth, and you just hope that doesn't come back to bite you here with the lead cut in half and a runner 90 feet out from tying it.
Well, here's Santander. Infield comes in, first pitch, swing and a pop of foul down the right field line, and it's nothing in one. Santander so far today, a strikeout and a flyout. We mentioned the infield has come in. Kenny Gomez is off a third after the RBI triple. That was Fayetteville's fifth hit of the contest. Salem has just three. 0-1. Kicks and deals. He swings, chops it foul, third base side. And all of a sudden, a key 0-2 pitch coming.
We're talking about how good the weather is.
Yeah.
Talk more about how good the weather is.
I feel like you're baiting me for something. it's phenomenal. It's exquisite.
Okay, that's not how that was supposed to go. I was playing a thunder sound effect.
Okay.
On cue, and that just...
0-2. Low and outside on the breaking ball, 1-2. Yeah, that scared the dickens out of me.
That's not how that was supposed to go at all.
Gomez down at third. 1-2 coming to Santander. 1-2. He winds and fires. Swinging a chopper up the middle. Back in and stopped by De Leon. Throw to first is in time for out number two. That's a nice play down at second base by Framie De Leon. But in to score from third comes Gomez, and we're all tied at two here in Salem.
De Leon's having himself a phenomenal ball game defensively here, Carter. Scores a run. Tied at two. Brand new ball game. By the way, I think I got it to work.
Yeah.
Nope, still too loud.
Oh, geez. First pitch, winds and fires, swinging a rifler foul down the first baseline off the netting of the Fayetteville dugout. Chase Jaworski is the shortstop at the plate for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. There you go. Oh, my gosh.
Got it in.
Jaworski, 3 homers, 13 ribbies on the season. 0-1. He swings, chops it foul. It's 0-2. Jaworski, 30th best prospect in the Astros organization. A strikeout and a hit by pitch so far in the contest. Former fifth round pick in the 2023 MLB draft. That was back in 2023. 0-2. He waves and misses for strike three. So a strikeout retires the side, but two runs cross for Fayetteville. Umped by an RBI triple off the bat of Kenny Gomez and an RBI groundout off the bat of Juan Santander. To the home half of the sixth, we go in Salem, outside at two. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching the Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. We're knotted up at two between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Tuesday evening. Well, an interesting spot in the order for the Salem Sox. 7-8-9, who are now tied for the first time today since the beginning of the contest. The Danny Utzen, Framie De Leon, has been spectacular defensively today, and Daniel McElvedy, starting catcher for the Salem Red Sox. First pitch to Utzen as the righty will come set and fire. Breaking ball, low and outside it goes. It's 1-0. So it's not thundering here in Salem. That was just a sound effect, and again, gorgeous night for baseball. Do want to settle that for a set. 1-0. Pitch. High and away on the breaking ball, and it sails all the way to the backstop. Moves the count to 2-0. 5 hits on the day for Fayetteville. 3-4 the Salem Red Sox. Sox got their 2 runs in the bottom of the first, and Fayetteville got their 2 runs in the top of the sixth. 2-0. Jack swing on a fastball high and away. Did not go, didn't Denny Utzen. And it's 3-0. And a walk will be so crucial to start off the frame here for Fayetteville. 3-0. There's a strike in her half. Fastball just below the letters. 3-1. Utzen bounced out back in the first and also walked. That was back in the third. Starting right fielder for the Salem Red Sox. Marte back on the bump for his third inning of work. 3-1, the pitch. He swings, pops it up down the left field line. It will falter foul to the left of the Red Sox bullpen, and the count runs full.
What a game. Turned on its head a little bit here in the sixth. See what the offense has to respond with.
3-2. Pitch. Swing and a chopper foul. And Utzen remains alive. We mentioned it earlier in the broadcast. Naden Utzen, not saying he's going to do that here. On the road trip, hit the second Red Sox inside the park home run of the 2024 season. 3-2. There, strike 3.5, right below the letters. He took a little off of that one, and Utzen is rung up for strike three by Tyler Green, and according to TrackPan, well, it was indeed in the zone.
That's a great pitch, and Marte dialed in his fourth strikeout to this point. Red Sox got to find some offensive mojo here, Carter. Haven't scored since that bottom of the first inning. Great start, but you got to sustain it.
Framie De Leon, first pitch. He waves and misses. That was a spiker in the dirt. It's 0-1. Today for De Leon, he's 0-2. Popped up back in the second. He also struck out back in the third. Been so sensational defensively, though, today for Salem. 0-1 the pitch. Low and outside, 1-1. He's caught probably, what, two or three line drives in the air? And a nice, two nice diving stops a frame ago. One shifting to his left to record the 1-1. Breaking ball low and inside. It's 2-1. And then with the infield crept in, a little bouncer up the middle off the bat of Santander, the designated hitter. He moves to his right. 2-1. Misses high and outside. 3-1. He moves to his right. Makes the backhanded stop while diving, which when the infield's drawn in, very tough play up the middle. Run to score, but throws out the runner at first. 3-1 the pitch. He swings, rifles it foul down the third baseline. Count runs full.
Yeah, he's had an unbelievable day defensively, and honestly had a pretty good couple of weeks offensively as well. He can find some of that momentum.
No doubt about that, as the ball gets loose down the left field line. Nonetheless, we'll reset and ready for a big payoff pitch. 3-2, winds and fires. Swing and a rifle down the right field line, and it simmers foul just on top of the Fayetteville bullpen. So using all sides of the field is Framie De Leon.
Carter, I think this is a
cup of McAlvany's mustache. If any of our friends are
that first base listening. Can do some wonders. Three balls, two strikes. Game tied at two. Ready deals. Swinging a tipper back to the screen. And we'll reset and do it all over again. Game one of six of this six game.
Oh, look at that.
There's the mustache.
Oh, my. That's fantastic.
3-2. Curls and unfurls. Swinging a chopper left side. On a hop, Cassarella, he gloves, throws to first. It's well in time for out number three. Three up, three down, go the Red Sox as we head to the seventh in Salem. All tied at two between the Woodpeckers and the Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching the Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the seventh. We got a good one here in Salem, all tied at two between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and your Salem Red Sox. The Woodpeckers in town for a six-game set. Single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros and, of course, the Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. 6-7-8. In the Woodpeckers' order goes Ochoa Jr., Cesar Hernandez, and Xavier Cassarella, the third baseman for the Woodpeckers. And Ochoa now digs in from the right side. Righty-on-righty matchup to start the frame. So far today, it's been a good one. First pitch as he winds and fires. It's taken low and outside, 1-0. Jedickson Paez on for his third inning of work out of relief. Ochoa today, he singled back in the second, also doubled. I was back in the fifth. One ball, no strikes. Winds and fires. There's a strike, cutter half. Slider at the knees, 1-1.
You know, Carter, you start to do the math a little bit here, and you think, hey, we've seen Paez have some of these five-inning outings,
yep.
Possibly even six.
1-1, breaking ball low and outside, 2-1. Yeah, I think I know where you're going with this.
I mean,
go ahead.
Ideally, depending on how many he throws. He's at 28 pitches, 17 for strikes right now. Ideally, you don't take him out, and he finishes, or you throw somebody out there for the ninth, and still you had a
2-1, and the derby goes 3-1.
A great day where you're only throwing three arms at that point,
yeah.
And if you throw a closer, like he can pitch again in 3 days, two
and
days.
We've seen
tomorrow. I mean,
we've seen Liam Carroll and the Red Sox. They've done that on the road. You go back to that Columbia series, right? I mean, let's go back to that one game. First the 3-1, swinging a ripper down the first baseline. Foul, it's 3-2. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't have it in front of me. The game in which the Red Sox took a no-hitter into the 11th, Matt Duffy, I think, got the start that day. I believe
you're correct.
So he tossed 5 innings of shutout ball. And then I believe it was Trainer O'Donnell that came out of the bullpen. He tossed the next 4. 3-2, swinging a ripper up the middle. This will get down for a base hit in front of Jostensen Garcia. Leadoff single, and the Woodpeckers are in business here in the 7th.
I know Donnell and Ingrassi are the most impressive numbers-wise, arguably.
Those two have started in the bullpen this year, and now they're starting games. O'Donnell started one last week, and Ingrassi has started his second of the season tonight.
I mean, you can see why when you're throwing a below 2 ERA. I think O'Donnell's below 1.
Yeah.
It's like ridiculous.
It's like .98, I believe. Cesar Hernandez from the left side. First pitch. There's a strike outside corner at the knees. Nothing in one. There is no action in the Salem bullpen, by the way, just in case you're curious. Hernandez today ground out back in the 2nd, and he flew out to the left fielder, Ellie Taylor Jr., back in the 5th. 0-1. Kicks and deals. Runner off from first. It's a wave and a miss. Throw to second will be in time. They got him. And for the third time today, a base runner's gone down, and they disagree with the call.
That's the second time the Sox have done it defensively today, and that's impressive stuff.
Here's the
Daniel
replay,
McElveny,
by the way.
Showing off this cannon. Take a look at this if you're watching.
Fantastic
on MILB
throw.
TV.
Right on the money. Did they get him? Let's see.
I think it's bang, bang.
I think he might have been out. 0-2. Swing a line drive right side. It's past the leaping De Leon and into right for a base knock.
Huge, because that would have moved a runner to second, no doubt. And if he had the stolen bag, it would have moved him to third.
Well, De Leon has been in Magnin at second. No shot on that one. Here's Cassarella, third baseman. You know, Gio, we were talking about his story a few innings ago, and we didn't get to finish up. We talked about how he was drafted out of high school, went to Wichita State, and then went to the JUCO level. First the first pitch, as Paez comes set at the belt and throws back to first instead. Back in safely, Hernandez. So he goes to Seminole State Community College, plays at the JUCO ranks. His numbers there, big reason why he was supposed to go to Oklahoma State. Get to that in just a minute. First pitch. He swings, rips it right center and deep. To his left is Jostensen Garcia. He's got plenty of room and makes the basket eye catch for out number 2.
I don't know why he chooses to catch it like that. It just, I mean, he does it so fluidly and so easily, but it's impressive. He's got that much confidence.
Nonetheless, 2 down. That's a big out there. And here now is Will Bush, starting catcher, who will step in from the left side of the batter's box. Off of first is Cesar Hernandez. And here's the first pitch. From the stretch, he rocks and fires. Swing and a number. Third base side on a hop. Anderson gloves, throws to first, well in time for out number 3. Stretch time in Salem, outside at 2. Between the Sox and the Peckers to the home of the 7th. We go at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Knotted up at 2. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching the Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com. MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
home half of the seventh at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Fantastic ball game we have here in Southwest Virginia, where we're all tied at two between the Salem Red Sox and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Game one of six of this six-game set. These two teams, just to reset the scene for you, came in on pretty opposite trajectories, right? I mean, Salem was a team that went 7-5 on the road trip. That was a 12-game road trip. They split a series with the Columbia Fireflies. 1-4-6 against the Augusta Green Jackets. Fayetteville, even though they've been in first place for a majority of the season, the Carolina League South, they come into this one losers of 8 of their last 9, and on top of that, lost 5-6 to the Kannapolis Cannonballers last week in Kannapolis, including a 22-1 defeat back on Wednesday. Well, perfect time for the Red Sox to get things going. Top of the lineup, Miguel Blais will try and extend his six-game hitting streak. First pitch is Marte Diaz. It's a swing and a ripper right side, right, though, into the mitt of Luciano for out number one. Man, Joe, he scolded that ball.
Well,
the
bat,
93, and right at the second base.
It's happened a couple of times where the Sox had one hit right to them. It's just the nature of the game, right?
Yeah.
But that's one of those, you're like, geez, if I push it 2 feet in either direction, you're talking about a base hit.
Antonio Anderson now, switch hitter from Atlanta. First pitch, he winds and fires. Swing and a high fly ball. Hammered into deep right. Hernandez at the track, at the wall. This ball is gone. A go-ahead solo shot for Antonio Anderson, his first of the season, and the Sox lead it 3-2.
Sent it back to Atlanta, the 18-year-old. We talked about how he's really coming around as of late, especially on the two-week road trip. The timely hitting in extra innings the other day on Sunday against Augusta helped the team get back, had the go-ahead runs there. And then right here, the go-ahead homer in the seventh. Not only is the bat coming around, but it's coming around in timely moments in the ball game. Big swing.
First pitch to Nelly Taylor Jr. is a strike on the outer half, and the count is nothing and one. Tell you what, looking at the distance here, trying to find it. We'll get to that in just a minute. Oh, one, the pitch. He waves and misses. So and two is the count. So that was, take a guess, Mr. Heater.
I'm going to guess that one went
369.
Okay.
You were pretty close on that one.
I was within three.
That's pretty good.
I did not look. Carter can vouch. I did not look.
No balls, two strikes. Kicks and deals. In the dirt it goes. One and two. You know, for the first, well, probably that was the first homer hit in Salem by the Red Sox this year that you weren't 100% sure.
Yeah.
But as Hernandez kept on going back to the track.
And looking up.
Yes. Yeah. You're like, that ball's probably gone. And it is off the bat of Antonio Anderson. One ball, two strikes. Kicks and deals. Swing and a pop-up. Into left. Moving back is Ochoa. He's got plenty of room in front of the track. He makes a head-high grab for out number two.
I think just kept moving a little bit there. Just got under it, Carter. Hit it 93 off the bat. I think if he could have ticked that up to even like 98, had a chance to get off the wall.
And at this time of night, we talked about the wind earlier. It's non-existent in Salem right now. I mean, the center field flagpole with the American flag has not moved a muscle late in the contest. First pitch to Gustinson Garcia. He swings and misses. Had a breaking ball. Low and outside. Nothing and one. Garcia today. There's the flagpole, by the way. If you're watching on MILB TV.
Stiff as a board.
Oh, one. He waves and misses again. Went back to the slider. No balls and two strikes. 0-for-3 day for Gustinson. Struck out, bounced out, and he flew out. That was back in the fifth, and now he'll use his timeout. Sox lead it 3-2, bottom of the seventh in Salem. Five hits for Salem, seven for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros. The ball's in two strikes. Long looking for the right-hander, Marte. And he'll rock and fire. Swings and tips it foul, does Garcia. He remains alive. Fourth straight opponent the Sox have faced from the Carolina League South. Myrtle Beach Pelicans, Columbia Fireflies, Augusta Green Jackets, and now the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 0-2. He swings and misses for strike three. So Garcia, he sat down on strikes for the second time today. Into the eighth we go in Salem. 3-2. The Red Sox with the one-run lead. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching the Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth in Salem, 3-2. The Salem Red Sox with a one-run edge over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And finishing it out on the play-by-play duties for the remainder of the contest, here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Thank you, Carter. 3-2, Red Sox on top. Top of the eighth inning on a spectacular night for baseball. Great way to return back home after 2 weeks on the road. Good crowd on hand, fantastic weather. And what a ball game. Probably the best game at home we've seen as you get a look on MILB TV of Antonio Anderson's go-ahead solo blast for the Red Sox in the bottom of the seventh. Hit it 369 feet over the right field fence to give the Red Sox a one-run advantage. Luciano is in the right-hand side. Jedickson Paez, the first pitch. Dribbler right back up the middle. Deflects off the pitcher's mitt. He picks it up. Tosses to first in time. What an internal clock as he fields his position for the first out.
Yes, absolutely. Just a little bouncer up the middle, and Paez, once it deflects away, just the wherewithal to not panic and pick it up and still throw the runner out at first is so big time. Big time out here, and if you're Jedickson Paez, still nobody loosening up in the Salem bullpen, this is your game right now.
Well, one gone, 1-2-3 in the order for Fayetteville. Luciano is retired. Here's Oliver Carrillo, the first offering. He swings, pops it up right side, foul territory, and it will get into the spectators. Big group of fans, and it drops in front, nothing and one.
Tell you what, we have a lively crowd tonight here in Salem.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Great night to be at the ballpark. Nothing to one the count, one gone, 3-2, the Red Sox lead it. Top of the eighth if you're just joining us here in Salem. Oliver Carrillo has scored once tonight. He's walked twice as he sends one looping through the left side of the infield for a one-out base hit.
Eighth hit of the day for Fayetteville. They've gotten ducks on the pond, if you will, but haven't been able to trot them home. Only the RBI triple, and that was off the bat of Kenny Gomez, made this a 2-1 game at the time. Then an RBI grounded off the bat of Juan Santander.
Brings up Kenny Gomez.
Right on cue.
RBI triple in the sixth inning. He would come around to score on an RBI ground out as he sends one foul left side, nothing and one. 264 hitter, 14 ribbies, three home runs, tying run aboard first with one gone. Big spot in the ball game here. And one of the more impressive bats on the Woodpeckers lineup. Ready on lefty, Paez. With a long look in, nods and delivers. The 0-1 misses high and away with a fastball. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. You go Gomez, then Santander, who's impressive. Jaworski, top 30 prospect, and then Ochoa batting sixth. He's 3-for-3 today. Runner off of first, one gone. 1-1 brought home. Swinging a sky-high drive. Deep left field. Going back, it's Taylor in front of the track. He stops, makes the catch. 2 feet into the warning track for out number two. Runner in Carrillo retreats back to first, and there's two gone here in the eighth.
Yeah, you kind of held your breath on that one, right?
You did.
I mean, it's, again, no wind at this time of night. Not really going to help him out in any way, but Kelly Taylor Jr. plays a nice left field, plays a nice outfield in general. And backing up to the wall there, tracked it perfectly for out number two.
Here's Juan Santander, the designated hitter, RBI ground out in the sixth. He is 0-for-3. First offering, hammered foul, right side, hit the opposite way, and it's nothing and one.
Righty-on-righty matchup. Jedickson Paez came in for JoJo Ingracia. After four innings out of Ingracia, Paez has been responsible for the fifth, sixth, seventh, and now the eighth. From the belt, he brings home the 0-1. Swinging a number, right side. Scooped up by Encarnacion, and he just walks to first in time for out number three. Red Sox stay in front off the right arm of none other than Jedickson Paez on the bump. They lead it 3-2. Time for Sweet Caroline. We're going to Fenway, bottom of the eighth after this. You're listening to Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the eighth here in Salem. Just got done singing Sweet Caroline. 3-2, the Red Sox lead it. Looking to be winners for the third time in a row. Looking to start hot against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers after a 7-5 road stint for the Sox. Woodpeckers have lost 8 of their last 9. Sox looking to make it 9 of their last 10. Home half of the eighth. Sox ready to send out their 5-6-7. Marvin Alcantara, Fraley, Encarnacion, and Nathaniel Uten. And Carter, I got to ask you, you gonna give us a little bit of that chorus there? Give us a little Sweet Caroline?
Oh, Sweet Caroline.
Just give us a bar. Just give us a bar.
Ba, ba, ba.
There we go. There
just
we go.
Just joining in with the crowd here at Salem Memorial Ballpark.
Marvin Alcantara digs in. Righty on righty matchup. First offering on the way. He swings, laces it up the middle, charging ahead Jaworski from short. Grabs it, snares it to first in time for out number one. First pitch swinging for Alcantara. He is retired. Sox looking for some insurance here, but no swing tonight, and maybe no swing this season, has been bigger than Antonio Anderson's go-ahead solo blast in the bottom of the seventh. Smashed it over the right field fence. Gave the Red Sox the one-run lead. Righty on righty. Fraley Encarnacion is in. The first pitch, and he looks at a looping curveball for a strike. Nothing and one. Marte remains on the hill for the Woodpeckers. Both teams have gone just two pitchers deep today, the 0-1. Here's a swing and a line drive, right side, and it's snared up out of the air by Carrillo as he hopped to his right and was able to snatch it dead out of the air for the second out.
Snared indeed. Nothing you can do there if you're Encarnacion. Hit the ball hard. Seen a lot of those tonight. A lot of hard hit balls right at the defense.
We really have. A couple of balls hit right on the screws. Here's Nathaniel Uten. Walked once tonight. He is 0-2. Righty on lefty. First offering. And he looks at a breaking ball down and in at the ankles. 1-0. Four homers on the year. 256 hitter. Really could use him tonight. Being out hit. 8-5, but still with a one-run lead. The 1-0. Swing and a whiff. 1-1. 92 on a fastball outer half. Uten. He's got that long body. Really turn on a ball when he has the opportunity to do so. Ready deals, 1-1. Misses down and in, 2-1. Reminds me a lot of Lionel James last year, and just the way he approaches at the plate and his swing. 2-1. Misses outside, 3-1. They have the same type of build, essentially, that tall 6'4 frame, a little lankier, the 3-1, swing and a drive into the gap, right center field, and it's hauled in as they collide by Gomez. Him and Hernandez tagged into each other in right center field. Nevertheless, it's caught by the center fielder Gomez for the final out here in the eighth. We go to the top of the ninth. Red Sox lead it 3-2. Looking to shut the door. Will they throw Paez out there? Find out after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Let the dogs out!
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the ninth on a gorgeous night here in Salem. The Red Sox trying to shut the door with a 3-2 lead on top of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, looking to start the series 1-0. New pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox. They throw him out there for the ninth inning. Nathaniel Cruz, the third arm today, 21-year-old righty out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. He's 1-2 on the year. He's pitched in 10 games, 12.2 total innings. 7-11 on the earned run average, 11 strikeouts to his name. He has one save. Carter, an opportunity here for the Red Sox to come away with a win. Got to start with him.
Yeah, absolutely. And Nathaniel Cruz is somebody who has gotten some opportunities in this spot, particularly on the road. Does have a save so far this season. Somebody whose numbers maybe aren't great, but he's got the stuff, right? And I think in this situation, it shows a lot what Liam Carroll and crew thinks about him. And a one-run lead, got to hold it here.
He's 50% in save situations. Had two chances at it. It's come away with one save. First pitch to Jaworski, misses high and away on a fastball, 1-0. Well, the two arms tonight for the Red Sox have been nothing short of spectacular. Started with JoJo Ingracia on the hill as Cruz kicks and delivers the 1-0. Misses high and in with a breaking ball, 2-0. JoJo Ingracia tonight for the Sox, four complete innings, just two hits, not a single run. A walk and four strikeouts, keeping that ERA well below two. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a nubbed ball high into the air, shallow center field underneath it, Garcia. And he makes the catch with that neon glove hip high for out number one.
It's a good start. I always want to record that first out. And now you get to a guy who's 3-for-3 today in Ochoa. So, you know, if you're a Cruz, you got to continue to bear down here. 11 strikeouts so far in the season. Hey, put the ball in play, that's fine. Two outs away from a victory.
Hey, Omar Ochoa is in, first pitch, and he looks at a breaking ball high, 1-0. Well, Jedickson Paez came in after JoJo's day was done. He went four innings, six hits, two runs, both of them earned, a walk and a strikeout, but kept this thing a game, the 1-0. Here's a swing and a line drive, smoked up the middle, down for a base hit. Runner on first with one gone for the Woodpeckers here in the top of the ninth, and that represents the tying run.
Jeez, a windy special type of night for Ochoa. 4-for-4, three singles and a double.
Yeah, night to remember for him, no doubt. That's always good for the batting average. Sets up Cesar Hernandez, the right fielder, has a hit today. Came in the seventh. 1-for-3 altogether. Runner off of first, one gone. Top of the ninth in Salem, Sox lead by a run. The first offering, he swings, laces it up the middle. This could be two. Scoop by Alcantara, takes it to second, does not throw to first. Two away, they cut down the leading runner and the fielder's choice for Hernandez.
He'll take that. I thought maybe Alcantara had a shot, but it wasn't hit, merely wasn't hit hard enough.
True. I thought they had a better chance if he flipped it to center.
Yes, I was a little surprised he didn't flip it to the cover in De Leon. But still going to be a bang-bang play. Nonetheless, you'll take it. No, not away.
Here's Cassarella, runner off of first, two gone. Fayetteville down to their final out. First pitch, he swings, line drive into the gap. Right center field, charging back, it's Uten, and it goes up and over his head. Rounding second is Hernandez. He's hauling around third. He comes in to score. We are tied. RBI double for Xavier Cassarella. Game's knotted up at three in the top of the ninth, and it's the 10th hit for the Woodpeckers. Couldn't have come in a better moment when they were down to their final out.
Oh, boy. I'd love to see a replay of that. And at the end of your 10, that's a tough play for the right fielder, no doubt about that. So close, though, to a game-ending play out right that would have been sensational. Nonetheless, it falls, and once it got past him, he was going to score easily from first, and now you're going to see a runner down there, too. But, oh, my gosh. Kind of shades, honestly, Gio, of opening night against the Carolina Mudcats.
Don't bring that up.
Oh, yeah.
Sox had an opportunity multiple times to end the game. Had them down to their final strike, and then a run-scoring triple.
Alejandro Nunez going to run down at second. That's a tough one.
Nunez upon second, 3-3 the new score. That just means we get to walk it off.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
That's a great point.
But the save is no more for Cruz. First offering to Bush. Fastball in there for a strike. Nothing and one.
Well, your last baseball broadcast was a 13-inning game alone.
Indeed.
So, hopefully, we do not get to 13 tonight.
I don't got it in me tonight. Here's the 0-1. Check swing. Pitch misses down and away. 1-1. In all seriousness, that would be exhilarating.
Yeah.
Crowd didn't like it. I think it's the right call here. On the check swing. 1-1. Yeah, that was Virginia Tech at Virginia on Learfield. Hokies and the Cavaliers Commonwealth clash. Went to 13. The 1-1. Here's a swing and a towering drive. Deep right, and it's hooking foul. Boy, if that got out of here for a homer, and it had more than home run distance, hit 368 to the right of the foul pole, that would have put the Woodpeckers in front, too.
Yeah.
And Nathaniel Cruz is thanking some folks. The heavens, perchance.
Yep.
Runner off a second. 1-2 the count with two gone. Tied at three, top of the ninth in Salem. 1-2. Misses down to the dirt, 2-2.
You know, I gotta applaud the good folks of Salem for being engaged into this ball game tonight.
They're
down the third baseline.
Well, that's what happens.
Getting after Will Bush.
That's what happens when you got $2 drafts.
Hey, I heard two hot dogs for a dollar tonight.
Really?
I think I could have heard that incorrectly. I thought I heard that at the concession stand.
They still open down there? 2-2 to Bush. Misses high and away. Three balls and two strikes. 95 on the fastball. Ever so important pitch here.
Regardless, we can't forget about Fayetteville still has the go-ahead run at scoring position. Base it here, all of a sudden the Packers are going to have a one-run lead. Kind of out of nowhere, too. You know, like, you're kind of sleepily. It was a very good baseball game, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But a very, very, very slow, sleepy baseball. It's only 9-10. Very slow, sleepy baseball game throughout. Couple big blows. Obviously, the RBI triple off the bat of Kenny Gomez. Solo homer off the bat of Antonio Anderson. But beyond that, couple hard-hit balls right at defenders, but not much else this evening. But a good old-fashioned baseball game tonight.
Yeah, it really did feel like an old-fashioned baseball game is a good way to put it, Carter. Three balls, two strikes, runner on second, two gone, top of the ninth, payoff pitch. He swings, lifts it high into the air, shallow center field. Garcia underneath in it, raises his left hand into the air and makes the catch for out number three. Well, one scores on an RBI double from Xavier Cassarella. We are tied at three, going to the bottom of the ninth here in Salem. To the Red Sox, got a little bit of magic tonight in the Roanoke Valley. Find out after this. You're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long right here on MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content.
You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
It's the bottom of the ninth here in Salem, knotted up at three between the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers and your Salem Red Sox. Giovanni here, joined alongside Carter Hill with you on MILB TV. If you're watching at MILB.com or on the MILB app, if you're listening all season long. Big opportunity for the Red Sox trying to walk it off in game number one of a six-game set. 8-9-1 due up in the order. It's Framy De Leon, Daniel McCalvany, and Miguel Blaze. And in the hole after that, who would come up fourth in the event of an opportunity to do so, Antonio Anderson batting second. He had the solo shot in the bottom of the seventh to clear the right field wall, putting the Red Sox up 3-2. Carter, Nathaniel Cruz went out there for the top of the ninth, a save situation, couldn't shut the door. RBI double off the barrel of Xavier Cassarella. Run scored on two hits in the ninth inning for the Woodpeckers to keep this game alive. Here we are, bottom of the ninth. Big chance for De Leon and company.
Yeah, absolutely. You go to the bottom half of the order. De Leon's got a base hit today. And then if you get back to the top, another opportunity, by the way, for Miguel Blaze to extend his hitting streak. And then Antonio Anderson obviously had the big homer earlier in the contest. So a big opportunity now for Salem.
First pitch on the way. De Leon laces one foul, left side into the seats, nothing and one. Got a piece of a fastball below the knees, 0-1 the count. De Leon today in the eight hole, base hit in the sixth, struck out in the third, flew out in the second. He looks at a fastball, down and out. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. 2-11 hitter overall. Just looking to get on here for the Sox. In the bottom of the ninth, tied up at three. 1-1 offering. He swings, nubs it foul right side. Down 1-2. Marte remaining on the hill here for the Woodpeckers. Came in to start out in the fourth. Has been in ever since. Just the second arm today for Fayetteville.
By the way, Wayner Luciano moves down to third. And then the pinch runner Nunez is now in at second.
One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses upstairs. 2-2 the count for Framy De Leon. So a little bit of a defensive shift here for the Woodpeckers. 2-2. Check swing, did he go? Pitch missed below the knees. An appeal, and the field umpire, Robert Bonet, says he did. One gone.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. I honestly didn't have a great angle from up here. I don't know whether or not he went or not. It was pretty borderline.
Well, regardless, it's the sixth strikeout of the day for Julio Marte. And it brings up Daniel McCalvany in the nine hole. Walked twice today. He'll take that here. Grounded out to third last time up. That came in the sixth inning. First offering, and McCalvany swings and misses on a breaking ball downstairs. Nothing and one. A little half-hearted swing. Pitch was in the zone at the knees. 10 hits for Fayetteville, 5 for Salem. 0-1. Misses downstairs, 1-1. Sox had a 2-0 lead through 1. Both teams were scoreless until Fayetteville scored a pair in the top of the 6th. Here's the 1-1. Misses outside with a fastball, 2-1. Nobody scored in the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, or 5th. Fayetteville tied it in the 6th. Two balls and a strike, the pitch. Called a strike, inner half on a slider. Came back in, 2-2. And the question was, okay, now how do you respond?
Yeah.
You surrender the lead, it was a slim lead. Being out hit, how do you respond? Sox did that. Antonio Anderson absolutely crushes a
two-out solo blast over the right field fence. 2-2. McCalvany watches it go high and away over the head of Bush for the backstop, 3-2.
Huge pitch here. I mean, massive pitch. Can dictate the rest of the inning if you're Salem.
Full count, nobody on, one gone, bottom of the ninth, the payoff pitch. Misses down and out with a breaking ball outside of the zone. A one-out walk on a full count in the nine hole for Daniel McCalvany. And we turn it to the top of the order. And that is huge because unless a double play comes into effect, you're going to see Antonio Anderson.
You are. And I think that's going to do it for Julio Marte, who, by the way, for the most part, was tremendous out of the bullpen for Fayetteville. Yes, he gave up that homer to Antonio Anderson, but that was... He came in with a sub 12 ERA.
Yeah.
Easily best appearance of the season for him. He did a really nice job.
Six strikeouts, went out there in the fourth, dialed in. Besides the one mistake on the homer, sensational job by Julio Marte. Gave us one heck of a ball game to watch and call up here in the booth. We step aside, a first and main call to the bullpen. 3-3 your score. Bottom of the ninth rolls on after this in Salem.
Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We roll on in the bottom of the ninth here in Salem. Tied up at 3 with a runner on first and one gone. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers make a call to the bullpen. Wilmy Sanchez, 20-year-old righty out of Santiago in the Dominican Republic. We'll tow the rubber for Fayetteville wearing the road grays. Red Sox in the home whites tonight. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you on MILB TV. And if you're listening on MILB.com, it's Daniel McCalvany aboard first with a one-out walk. Striking out Framie De Leon in the first was Julio Marte with a sensational outing. By the way, this is just the third arm of the day for the Woodpeckers. Each team has only thrown three arms to open the series here on a Tuesday in Salem. Top of the order. Fourth best prospect in the Red Sox organization, Miguel Blaze. Who better than this guy to be at the dish? Righty on righty matchup. Blaze is in. Runner off of first. One gone in the first pitch. Misses downstairs. Skips between the legs of Bush. And a free bag for McCalvany and the Red Sox as he takes second in scoring position via the wild pitch.
That's crucial. I mean, first pitch out of the bullpen for Sanchez and in the dirt, and all of a sudden, now the winning run is in scoring position. And Miguel Blaze, we've touched on this, swinging as hot of a stick as anyone in this Salem order, and then you have Antonio Anderson on deck, too. So a dangerous, dangerous situation for Fayetteville.
Six-game hitting streak on the line for Blaze. First pitch, and he fouls it back. 1-1.
Yeah. And Blaze, somebody who struck out twice today, walked, popped up to the second baseman at the time, Luciano, who's now playing third.
Nine hits in his last six games for Miguel Blaze. A chance to win the ball game here. Runner off a second, one gone. And the 1-1 offering. Misses downstairs. He holds back. It's two balls and a strike. 87-mile-an-hour slider below the knees. 2-1.
Just below the zone, according to TrackMan. Good call by Tyler Green behind the plate.
3-3 the score. Bottom of the ninth, one gone. McCalvany off of second. 2-1 to Blaze. Misses outside. 86 on a slider. 3-1.
First base is open. I can understand why you'd want to be careful with Miguel Blaze.
Well,
now,
at this point, do you walk him to have the double play in effect?
It
it's worth it's a good point. It's worth considering.
At this point, three balls and a strike. Do you even throw to him here? We'll see. The 3-1. And they do.
How about that?
And he throws a strike, a breaking ball down the middle, and the count is full.
I think they kind of caught Blaise off guard a little bit, too.
I think that he thought they weren't going to throw to him. Or he was expecting
fastball.
Yes, fastball. Yeah. Runner off a second, the payoff pitch. He swings, laces it into left field, down for a base hit. McKelvany, red light at third. He stops, runners on the corners. Now it gets away. He retreats back to third, and it's recovered by Bush. And it sets the table for the 18-year-old out of Atlanta, Antonio Anderson. Boy, I thought that was going to win the game.
I did too. I'm not surprised Ozzie Chavez held up McKelvany at first. When the ball got away, things got a little bit interesting. But Antonio Anderson now, who has the go-ahead at the time, solo home run in this ball game, has a chance to win the game here. By the way, that was his first ever professional homer as well. What a night this could be for Antonio Anderson.
Righty on lefty. Runners on the corners. One gone. First pitch. And it's called a strike. 83 on a breaking ball that came back in, nothing and one. What a spot for the 18-year-old out of Atlanta, originally committed to Georgia Tech in the ACC, took the third round deal, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, breaking ball down and in, down 0-2. First and third occupied, Miguel Blaise with a base hit, put McKelvany on the corner at third. Blaise stands at first, Antonio Anderson is in. No balls, two strikes, one gone. 3-3 game in the bottom of the ninth. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck out with a breaking ball below the knees. And there's two gone.
Wow, now the infield can play back. We saw the middle infield playing for the double play, and rightfully so. More so actually about halfway shaded in, and then the corners were playing in, of course. And now everybody shifts back with two outs, and Kelly Taylor Jr. has the opportunity to be the hero.
Sanchez with his first strikeout after coming in out of the pen and giving up that base hit. There's Nelly Taylor Jr. Can he be the hero? Runners on the corners, two gone. A base hit wins it. Righty on lefty. The first pitch misses downstairs. Breaking ball 1-0. Long look in for Chant Sanchez, brings it to the belt. First and third, the 1-0 delivery. Called a strike. Fastball at 95 on the outer half. 1-1.
It's a good pitch there on 1-0. Tried to set up that side of the plate.
13 RBI on the season for Nelly Taylor. One more would be his biggest of the year. The 1-1 misses down and in. 2-1. 11th round draft pick in 2023 to the Red Sox out of Polk State Junior College, the Clearwater, Florida native, 21-year-old lefty. Been so impressive defensively in the outfield. Just as good in the left-handed batter's box. Biggest moment of the year right here. First and third, two gone, the 2-1. Check swing, called a strike. Inner half on a great breaking ball. It's even at 2-2.
Just trim the inside edge. Great call by Tyler Green.
What a pitch.
Do you maybe consider, as time is called, do you maybe consider sending Blaise in this situation now?
Nelly Taylor on a six-game hitting streak looking to extend it here. First and third, two gone. 2-2 pitch. Runner takes off. Misses inside, and Miguel Blaise steals second. Well, they're not going to throw there.
Yeah, the runner doesn't mean anything. And that miss.
Fastball taken high and tight. Biggest pitch of the game. Bottom of the ninth, tied at three, second and third. The payoff pitch. He swings and misses, struck him out with a breaking ball. Scooped up by Bush, throw to first is in time. And that ends the ninth inning. Sox strand a runner in scoring position. They've done it time in and time out today. Does it cost him? We go to 10, tied at 3 in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Let the dogs out!
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We're going to extras here in Salem. Tied at 3, the top of the 10th. Nathaniel Cruz on the hill for the Salem Sox. 2-run score for the Red Sox in the bottom of the first inning. They're held scoreless after 2-run score on the other side for Fayetteville in the top of the 6th. And then the Red Sox take a 3-2 lead in the 7th. Go ahead, run, hit over the right field fence. Solo blast from Antonio Anderson. And then a chance to close it out in the top of the 9th. Sox couldn't shut the door. Save opportunity is a no-go for Nathaniel Cruz. And now the Woodpeckers with a chance to take a lead in the top of the 10th.
And the top of the order, too, with Wayner Luciano. And again, extra any rules at the single-A level, same as Major League Baseball. There's a runner on second to lead off the fray.
There hasn't been a dead spot in the Woodpeckers lineup tonight as the first pitch called a strike, 83 on the inside corner. Nothing in one. Nearly everybody has gotten on base and or registered a hit tonight. 10 hits as a crew for the Woodpeckers. 0-1 to Luciano. Called a strike at the letters, 83 on a slider. Stayed in there, nothing in two.
Great pitch.
He's been aboard. He has not registered a hit. On with a fielder's choice in the third. He's 0 for 4. Was caught stealing as well. Righty on righty. No balls, two strikes, nobody on, nobody out. Top of the 10th, the 0-2. Swing, and a miss, struck him out with a slider at the letters. What a pitch from Nathaniel Cruz, and there's one gone in the 10th.
How about that?
5 tonight.
0-for-5 indeed, and that sweeping slider gets him again. Second time he's K'd today, and Oliver Carrillo now, first baseman an opportunity.
Carrillo with a base hit in the 8th. He's walked twice as well, came around to score in the 6th. First offering on the way. He leans into one that misses high and in. 82-mile-an-hour breaking ball, 1-0.
You know, there's been a lot of extra inning contests around the game of baseball and also softball recently. We mentioned your game.
Yeah.
I was watching the other night on Saturday. It was UCF and Auburn in softball at Florida State. They went to 3 a.m. Eastern time.
1-0. This is cranked into the air. Left center field, Garcia. And it goes up and over his leaping head. Rounding first, heading for second is Carrillo. He's hauling around second. Throw in is cut off. Throw to third, not made. Foot first slide. One out, triple. Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez. The thing that's tough about that, obviously, you know, you like to make the play and record the second out. But with the ball deflecting away, I don't know if Jostensen maybe overran the ball a little bit based on how it deflected behind him. Or if he just simply, it's a tough play, don't get me wrong, didn't haul it in. But with the ball deflecting away, now a potential second run in the inning. Is it third?
Infield playing in. Kenny Gomez at the dish. Run scores for Fayetteville with a runner on second. The strike is called, outer half, nothing and one. 4-3 lead for Fayetteville here in the top of the 10th inning. Oliver Carrillo with a run-scoring triple. Oh, one to Gomez. Swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball. Nothing in two. Carter, that was smoked, by the way. 108 off the bat. Absolutely tattooed.
Yeah. Tough play for Gostenson Garcia. And the backspin on that ball had to be insane, too.
Oh, I'm sure. Runner 90 feet away. Nothing in two. The count. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with an 87-mile-an-hour slider downstairs. Two away.
Huge strikeout of Gomez.
Second of the day for Nathaniel Cruz. Brings up Juan Santander. RBI ground out for him in the sixth. He is one. Actually, the only Fayetteville Woodpecker to not be on base today. And one of just two without a hit. Ready on righty. Two gone. The first pitch. Called a strike. 87 on a breaking ball outside corner. Nothing and one. He's flown out, grounded out, struck out, grounded out again. Looking to make him 0 for 5. 0-1 offering. Misses high and away. Deflects off the glove of McCalvany. A run scores 5-3. Fayetteville leads. Just can't happen, Carter. Can't happen.
Yeah, and they know it too. I mean, that's a massive insurance run. Because now you obviously need two runs to tie it in the bottom of the 10th. Again, similar shades of opening night, Carolina Mudcats. Sox were a strike away from a victory. Cooper Pratt, we'll never forget the name, tied it. RBI triple, I believe.
One of the top prospects in
the
Brewers
organization. Yeah. And then they put up a 3 spot in the 10th.
1-1 misses high and in. Two balls and a strike for Juan Santander. Well, the Red Sox are going to have their work cut out for them now. Good news is you go 4-5-6, Garcia, Alcantara, Encarnacion. Everyone's been on except Garcia, believe it or not. He's 0-4, but you know how dangerous he can be. The 2-1 misses high and away, 3-1. I'll tell you what, he's going to want to make up for it, too, after he let that one get over his head. Just knowing the competitive spirit, the competitive nature he has.
Yes, yep.
And I don't care who you are. That's a ridiculously hard play. I give him no fault. The 3-1. Swing and a popper. Right side. Escaping into the seats. Full count for Santander.
They also scored that. A pass ball on Daniel McGovney.
Not a wild pitch.
Which you typically, nine times out of ten, it's a wild pitch. But
I thought that's a wild pitch.
I'd have to go see
it
the
replay
again.
It did hit his mitt, though. Nobody on. Two gone. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a breaking ball high out of the zone. Tried to climb the ladder, couldn't get it. Three strikeouts in the inning for Nathaniel Cruz. Problem is the big RBI triple for Carrillo, and the pass ball allowed the second run to score. Two score. It's a 5-3 lead after the top of the 10th here in Salem. Red Sox got their work cut out for them in the bottom of extras. We return in 60 seconds. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the 10th here in Salem. 5-3, the lead for Fayetteville. It's the Woodpeckers' first lead of the game, and it comes in extra innings as they out-hit the Red Sox 11-6. And Salem, with their work cut out for them here in extras, 4-5-6 due up. Gostenson Garcia, Marvin Alcantara, and Fraley Encarnacion. Garcia is 0-4 with a pair of strikeouts. Alcantara 0 for 3 with a walk, and Freely Encarnacion, a hit by pitch, a base hit with a stolen bag, a strikeout, and a lineout. Felt like the Sox had their best chance in the bottom of the ninth with their top of the order. Miguel Blaze, Antonio Anderson, Ellie Taylor Jr. First pitch to Garcia. He smokes it right side, hit the opposite way, foul, nothing, and one. Miguel Blaze did register a hit in the ninth, his first of the day, so that continues the six-game hitting streak into seven now. Anderson had the go-ahead run in the seventh, a solo blast over the right field fence. Couldn't make anything happen in the ninth. The 0-1. Here's a line drive up the middle into the gap right center field. Down for a base hit. It rolls all the way to the wall. Garcia wants more. Hauling around second. Heading for third. The throw to third. Not in time. Foot first slide. Justinson Garcia scores a run. An RBI leadoff triple. And the Red Sox cut the deficit down to one.
Still so weird to hear RBI leadoff triple. Nonetheless, that's big time there. The Sox have a shot, not only now to tie the ball game, you can find a way to get, I don't know if you can find a way to get two more, which is entirely possible. The Sox may have a shot to walk this one off. But once that ball got past the right fielder Hernandez, it was going to be a triple all day for Garcia.
Here's Marvin Alcantara, tying run at third. And the pitcher, Lynn Sanchez, calls time. Ellie Taylor was the runner on second. We didn't even get an opportunity to fully set that table for you. First pitch. He takes a fastball high and in, out of the zone, 1-0. And boy, that was close. That was about half in, half out. Good take right there by Marvin Alcantara. Justinson Garcia, one of the bigger swings of the year right there. The 1-0. Misses downstairs, 2-0. He hit it so hard, too, into the gap. It fell about, I don't know, two-thirds of the way into the outfield and just kept rolling all the way to the wall. Righty on righty. Sanchez from the belt deals the 2-0. Here's a swing and a foul tip to the backstop. 2-1. Got a piece of a 94-mile-an-hour fastball elevated. Two balls and a strike.
Infield's playing in, too, looking to cut down the runner Garcia. I can't imagine he'll be off on contact with nobody out. Maybe with one out.
Yeah.
But...
tying run 90 feet away. Nobody out. 2-1 pitch. Misses down and away. Three balls and a strike for Marvin Alcantara.
Well, now, you don't want to play around crazy much, right? Like, but you also don't want to put the winning run on base. So it's that fine line. You don't want to spike one in the dirt and allow the tying run to score. But at the same time, you don't want to put somebody on.
It's a game of inches.
Represent the winning run.
3-1. Misses below the knees on a fastball at 96. What a take. It's right there out of the zone. And it's a five-pitch walk for Marvin Alcantara. Winning run on first, tying run on third.
What an interesting ball game here in Salem. And now Freely Encarnacion, who singled back in the third, also has an RBI in this ball game. All the way back in the first. Was hit by a pitch. Allowed a run to score. And hey, don't look now. Winning run is... what, 270 feet away from ending this game?
You having fun? Let's have fun. Runners on the corners. First pitch. Smoked into right field. Down for a base hit. Garcia comes in to score. Hauling around second, Alcantara. He gets the green light around third. The throw to home. Not in time. And the Red Sox walk it off in 10. Freely Encarnacion delivers. Cue up Dirty Water. The Red Sox win it. 6-5, the final score.
A mesmerizing night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Anson Freely Encarnacion ripping a ball down the right field line. The Sox put up a three spot in the home half of the 10th, and they walk off an opponent here in Salem for the first time this season. How about that? What a victory for the Salem Sox.
6-5, the final. The Red Sox win it. You hear that? A little bit of the Standells, a little Dirty Water, the sweet music here in Salem. And the tune of the Red Sox all the way throughout the organization. What a ball game tonight, folks. We go to extras. Red Sox win it. Gorgeous weather, great crowd, excellent pitching. Outstanding timely hitting by the Red Sox. Despite being out hit 11-7,
the Red Sox find a way in 10. That concludes our broadcast tonight. Check out the social medias for Carter's post-game interview with our player of the game. But for now, saying so long up in the booth, I'm Giovanni Heater. For our entire crew in the booth to my right, for our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, for the best broadcast partner a man can ask for, Carter Hill, I'm Giovanni Heater, saying so long and goodnight from Salem. 6-5, the Red Sox win it.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time.